Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the ADL has outdone themselves. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this November 18th, Wednesday edition, 2009. As we accelerate into the depths of fall, nearing winter, and the end of this calendar year, we can certainly pat ourselves on the back that we are making major headway against the globalists. They have a lot of the big head cards, and they've got the organization and the funds, but the establishment is really starting to panic and try to bully the American people into shutting their mouths. They're trying to issue a chilling effect edict that anyone that reads the New York Times, when Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the UN, calls for world government, if you say there is a world government, when you read it in hundreds of newspapers per day now, literally every day, hundreds per day. Go to Google, type in world government, New World Order, click Google News, hundreds a day, thousands a week, 12,000 in one day back during the G20, 12,000 articles calling for world government and the end of the dollar and carbon taxes and one-child policies worldwide. And if you come out and read out of the New York Times, the ADL calls you an anti-Semite. I mean, this is insane. But it's just like what Chris Matthews is doing. And the other host on, especially MSNBC, but CNBC, CNN, Anderson Cooper does it. If you say that Obama's policies are socialistic, really, they're a wealth transfer to the elite, but on the surface, it is socialistic. Newsweek headline, we're all socialists now. Remember that cover? So they could admit it's socialist. But then if you say, hey, I don't want to live under socialism, it doesn't work too well. Chris Matthews, the ADL, comes out and attacks you. Ladies and gentlemen, the ADL is now attacking Lou Dobbs, Glenn Beck, Michelle Malkin, myself, in the most savage attacks I have ever seen. And CBS News covered it. Jerusalem Post covered it. Scores of other newspapers are now running with it. And here's what's really wild about it. I'm going to break it all down today and tell you about the guests that are coming up. But this is big. Is that they have six new reports on the ADL website. And I am listed in five of the reports as the arch enemy. I am listed as powerful and incredibly popular and incredibly, well, I mean, that's what the New Republic did. They said, I mesmerize people. I mesmerize them? You mean I go, oh, here's the New York Times saying world government, we're going to pay taxes to the UN. Oh, I'm so mesmerizing. I mean, come on. What's mesmerizing people is that the mainstream media demonized anybody that talked about this in the last 20 years and tried to attach anti-Semitism. It's actually the government and the ADL and the media that always jump into everything and put it in people's minds that it's Jews. And they know what they're doing. So they can then demonize the movement against the globalist and keep mainline folks from joining it, where you open the newspaper up and it says world government's being announced and it's good. Well, wait, Alex Jones has said this for years, but I better not talk about it because I'll be called an anti-Semite. What does it have to do with that? They're making it about that. And that's why the federal government's been caught over and over and over again, Southern Poverty Law Center and others, running the white supremacist groups, not infiltrating them, running them. That's why they have these groups attacking who? Me. Who's the number one enemy of the Nazis? They attack me more than they attack Benjamin Netanyahu. We're going to explain how this works today. This is the deep secrets of the New World Order. Believe me, they're not going to like it. I'm their number one enemy because I've got your number, Jack. You got me?
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 Hz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OXYSilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. I come back Sundays, abbreviated transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Let me tell you about the different guests we have on with us. We have the former head of policy, number two at the Department of the Treasury, also former Wall Street Journal editor, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, coming on to cover the 15-month low for the dollar and why gold has gone up to $1,150 an ounce today. In futures, it's trading even higher. Gold hits record near $1,150 an ounce as dollar slips, Reuters headline. Then George Humphrey is going to be back in studio with us today, former city council member in Austin, documentary filmmaker, author, good friend of mine. I want to talk to him about a host of issues. And then we've never had her on, and people have requested her, and I'm excited to tell you that she's going to be on with us to cover what's happening with the economy, the police state, and so much more. We have Catherine Austin Fitz, and she was the president of Hamilton Securities Group, investment bank and financial software developer, assistant secretary of housing with the Federal Housing Commissioner under Bush 1, managing director. She was number two at HUD, basically. managing director and member of the board of Wall Street firm Dillon Reed & Co. That's super high-powered. Catherine has designed and closed over $25 billion of transactions and investments to date and has led portfolio strategy for $300 billion of financial asset liabilities. Solari.com is her site. So we're very excited to have her coming on today for her maiden voyage with us. So that is coming up today. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, George Humphrey, and Catherine Austin Fitz. George Humphrey will be in studio. My mind has been racing with all of the hypocrisy, with all of the corruption, and also with the exhilaration of the fact that we are certainly making headway against the New World Order. The humbling realization that this radio show and the films I make and the websites are now being recognized across the globe by mainstream media publications as the most substantial and virulent threat to their power structure. The ADL has mirrored what has been said in the New Republic and Salon and in George Soros publications, but in a much more vicious format. And they've declared me the conspiracy king, incredibly powerful, incredibly influential, incredibly popular. And I don't like that. I'll be honest with you. To have the eye of Sauron staring directly at me when I'm trying to get the ring into the crack of doom, that's a little Hollywood analogy for folks, it's not fun. And I've been making the point in the last 6 months or so that not just indicators in the media and from government, but also dirty tricks being played on us, whisper campaigns, disinformation campaigns from all sides, all angles. It's creepy. And then it was reported, and then Senator Lamar Alexander also spoke on the floor about this. There is a White House enemies list. I am in the top 25 names. That's creepy. I mean, I never expected, and I'm talking about this from my perspective because it's the best way for me to be able to relay it to you. I never expected 14 years ago when I went down and started an Access TV show in a broom closet, the size of a broom closet, out of the control room. So I didn't have any crews. I did it out of the control room myself. Just brought a camera in there. I had no inkling, no delusions of grandeur, nothing. I couldn't watch myself on television. I hated doing it. Hated it. But I hated watching the Democrats go after my guns. And I hated watching the city council steal old people's property with $1,000 a day fines for 3-inch grass. By the way, there's a big headline today in the news in Florida. $1,000 a day fines for 3-inch grass. Funny, because that's the point. I mean, you can go see Access TV shows I did in 96 when I would go out and interview the old people. They were, because they have databases. They target old people. When you go in the hospital and you've got cancer and they find out you live alone, it gets filed with the health department that you're at risk, and then that's given to special units in the city council, and then they have special predatory units in the police department that help shake you down. First, code enforcement comes. Then the police come to your door, ask if you have a problem, and they beat you up. They take you to jail. That happened to Roland Ellingston. I mean, when I found out that they got that the town where I live has predatory groups in the government that feed on weak people, as a 21, 22-year-old, I got mad. And all my instincts for war, all my instincts for resistance are there for a reason. It's to defend women and children and old people. But they misplace our manhood into strutting around with high-powered weapons and camouflage and going and basically oppressing third-world cavemen. I'm not saying you're not tough. I'm not saying you're not brave. I'm telling you, all those energies are being wasted. More than wasted, they're being abused. And I'm nothing special. I'm just somebody that got angry and started studying. I mean, I was a mainline Republican slash Ron Paul libertarian when I first got started. And then I learned more and more and more. I mean, I'd read books about the New World Order, and I'd read None Dare Call a Conspiracy when I was in high school, but it wasn't real. I didn't disbelieve it. It was just books I'd read. I wasn't consciously acting on it. I wasn't consciously looking through that lens. But let me tell you something. I found the New World Order right here in my town where I live. I found police and government bureaucrats who mercilessly steal innocent people's children for no reason just to fill quotas and make money. I watched them take ranchers' and farmers' property so that city council members could take control of it and make hundreds of millions of dollars selling it to build high-rise hotels and golf courses and subdivisions. And I watched good police and bureaucrats and people right next to them with blinders on, ignoring the evil that was happening right in front of their face through peer pressure. So I want to say to the ADL, before I start really breaking this down piece by piece, and to the George Soros crowd, and to the neocon crowd, I mean, they all attack me. All the establishment attacks me. The Nazis attack me. The ADL goes after me. The just every group. I'm sure most of you out there have seen it. There's a concerted campaign for years, but it's intensifying. And I knew it was going to have the opposite effect because I understand, I think, better than some of the old fossils that are still running the New World Order system, how the internet really works. And I have confidence in my message. And so I know all these demonization campaigns actually help me because people want to go check out this Alex Jones. They want to find out what all the hubbub is about. And then they find out the true message. And intellectually and in their gut and in their spirit, they know I'm bona fide and for real. Warts and all, I'm not perfect, but they know the real deal because you're the real deal out there and you're the real power of this radio show. Now, a lot of the old globalists are dying off or retiring and handing it over to the next room who still are intelligent and sophisticated and have even smarter people under them who are young. Been a total evolution in media, in culture, and everything. And they've been advising them for years that I am extremely dangerous to them and that we shouldn't just be ignored, that we should be demonized and smashed. But I've seen a change in the attacks, not just the massive intensification, but a major shift from just throwing a wall of noise and lies up. They've now stopped that bombardment and are now shifting to a new bombardment, saying this guy's dangerous and could cause a revolution. He needs to be dealt with. And just like in the final scene of the Body Snatchers from the 1970s, where the lady walks up to her friend and says, Bob, you know, where's our friends? And Bob starts hissing at her. He's been taken over by them. Basically, the alarm alert is going up now. The air raid sirens are going off inside the wolf's lair of the New World Order. And they are saying this man is dangerous. He needs to be arrested. He needs to be stopped. He needs to be killed. And I don't have any delusions of grandeur. I know they could smash me flatter than a pancake into a bloody mess. Or they could set me up this afternoon driving home, pull me over, and throw a bag of heroin in the back of my car. I have no illusions about the truth. But see, they understand the secret. They know they've lost real credibility with the entire population. And they understand now that no matter what they do, the battle is now joined. The people are now up on their hind legs,
The war is now beginning.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, Alex. This is Noah from Houston. It seems to me that the NSA's one of their primary objectives is to secure the technological monopoly of the globalists by developing cutting-edge technology through DARPA, and then when the time is right, allowing that technology to be patented by one of their global corporations that is in the military-industrial complex in which they own. My question is, A, is this an accurate assessment of the NSA? B, is one of their primary objectives to secure this technological monopoly by not allowing technologies to be developed within the private sector, and see what can we do to combat this effectively, because in my opinion, that is as big as their financial monopoly and their media monopoly is their technological monopoly. Thank you.
I'm in favor of eugenics. You take a walk down, a trip down to your local Walmart and look around, and about 99% of the people are people that you do not want to be breeding and having babies. Thank you. Goodbye.
That's the new InfoWars radio comment line. 512-646-4444. We're going to be playing those each and every day, Monday through Sunday. We're on the radio 6 days a week. I'm going to address CBS Nightly News, the Jerusalem Post, the ADL, that all tried to savage yours truly yesterday. I want to break down the entire paradigm coming up in the next segment. But commenting on those two calls, here in my stack, I have a mainstream news article stating that the National Security Agency is offering Microsoft a patch for Windows. And it's come out in federal court many times that back doors have been built in all the major software systems. Occasionally, a new encryption comes out or a new form of communication comes out, and the CIA, the FBI, Interpol in Europe go after the groups, sometimes taking them over, sometimes even killing the CEOs if they refuse to hand it over, and then issue a new version with a back door in it. Remember, I told you over a decade ago that OnStar is used to dial in and listen to you in your car. That's now mainstream news. Told you in 96 that your cell phones are being used. They dial in and listen even when they're off under federal law. They're designed to do that under federal law. Actually, international law, but the feds have complied. It's now mainstream news. Again, all I'm doing is telling you what's in the documents. So, yes, they're at least 30 years advanced in many forms of technology. They roll them out through select corporations. IBM is a government front. That's come out in declassified reports. They were afraid of the Sherman antitrust laws in the 70s and early 80s, so they set up Bill Gates, whose father was the head of Planned Parenthood and had been in Army intelligence, to give Bill Gates his own duopoly or oligopoly. It's a cartel. And so, yes, the world has adopted their grid. Notice ICANN was private, but DARPA gave them the registration domain name system. Now, that was given to the United Nations via ICANN a month ago. So the U.S. in 45 set up the U.N., and then they have the U.N. absorb the United States by U.S., the powerful interest in the U.S. The United States created the Internet and then gave it to the world, if you believe that. So just as they give the world the mass technologies that have their back doors, they sell the public cell phones that you pay money for that then track and trace everything you do and control your life, your little personal computer that you carry around with you that creates a psychological algorithm, a psychological profile of your personality type. This is the data management system. And again, I would tell people about this 10, 12 years ago because I would read it in science publications, in trade publications of high tech, Silicon Valley, Pentagon announcements, defense contractor announcements. I mean, Google announced 5 years ago they're using the audio mics and video cameras, standard on all new computers now, to watch you and listen to you. But they said, don't worry, we're only using computers to do that. And then we have ads pop up on the screen. So it isn't just where you visit. You ever notice you're on sites and, you know, you can be on the New York Times and ads are popping up for the dry cleaners a mile from your house saying, hey, this place is a mile from your house. That's only the tip of the iceberg. As for the eugenics caller, the elite want you dead, Bubba. See how that works? Sure, you want some living space, some Lebensraum. You're not going to be getting it. You understand? You are targeted for termination. You're a would-be, wannabe elitist. Sure, there are a lot of slobs out there. Doesn't mean you have a right to kill them. You got that, pal? Why don't you try to help them?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words.
Oh, but that's the way it goes.
Oh, but that's the way it goes.
We are back live.
All the better.
Thank you for joining us. I'm now going to get into the giant assault by CBS News, the Jerusalem Post, George Soros Publications, The New Republic, a giant concerted attack yesterday. The ADL has billed yours truly, the Conspiracy King. And we're going to have a three-part series on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, today, tomorrow, and Friday. ADL calls Alex Jones Conspiracy King, insinuates he should be removed from society. So they've tried ignoring me. Then they tried laughing at me. Then they tried attacking. Now they're talking about arresting. And in all of these articles, they're stating that I am causing violence and that I'm basically calling for violence and that I am a liar and that I must be stopped and that I, Alex Jones, am the kingpin, the number one threat. These are very serious, serious people. And so I want to go over this very important subject because it affects everyone. I don't really know where to start. I don't know where to begin. Should I go over all the lies and distortions in the 5 yesterday, a couple more in the last month, 7 different national intelligence reports given to all police departments in the country, given to the Pentagon, issued to the FBI? Should I go over these reports where they lie and say that I'm making it up, that in Arcadia in the Midwest that the Pentagon announced in the local paper they were going to do a gun confiscation drill? I mean, they had a sergeant in the paper saying we're going to do a drill where the gun shop dealer sold guns illegally and we're going to go door to door asking people to search their homes. I'm not the one that wrote that. Then they go and imply that I'm going to cause a violent attack on police and military. All I did was read the quotes out of the newspaper. They're hoping you don't go read that newspaper. And Paul Watson's done a general piece. He's going to do other pieces that go through the distortions and disinformation. They have a whole nother report, actually two reports, where they talk about how I'm running around telling everyone that a world government's forming and that a world government is going to come and get us and that it's run by big banks. Well, there's a problem, ADL. There's a problem, CBS News. There's a problem, Jerusalem Post. There's a problem, Salon. There's a problem, New Republic. There's a problem, White House. We're in the top 25 of the White House enemies list. That's been confirmed. Mainstream media reports we've covered here. The problem is, every day, if you go to a major search engine and type in the term New World Order and or world government or global government or death of the dollar or carbon tax, you will get hundreds and hundreds of news stories per day. Now, here's a few famous ones where they're particularly honest. One of them is written by Gideon Raikman, one of the editors at the Financial Times of London. I'm sorry, ADL, the Financial Times of London does exist. The headline is, and now for world government. And he goes on to say, yes, we need an authoritarian world government. And yes, we kept it secret from you for your own good. I mean, go read the article. So I'm bad, and this arch devil, I've got to basically wear a yellow star. It's like I'm in Nazi Germany. They're saying, we've got to be tracked. We've got to be traced. We've got to be put on no-fly list. We've got to, you know, have these Homeland Security and MIAC reports that we broke here, written by the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL. It's all pulled word for word from their reports, where Homeland Security admits internally their whole reason for existing is the American people, gun owners, libertarians, veterans, conservatives, people that don't like the private Federal Reserve, people that want to cut their taxes. We're allowed in America to have our political views that just so happen to line up with the Bill of Rights and Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You're the bad guys. And they have all these articles, a flotilla of them yesterday, saying it's bad and it's evil to be angry. It's bad and the Tea Parties are bad and Glenn Beck is bad and Michelle Malkin is bad. And I mean, just basically that everybody is bad who questions anything. And that it's un-American that we be involved in communities and that we be marching and that the American people stand up and say we're not turning our guns in. And they're particularly upset about the three percenters, as they call themselves, a lot of the military wearing those patches now, in country, the Oath Keepers. They are really concerned about the military and police rediscovering who they really are, who they should be. And the police are feeling good, and the military are feeling good about themselves, becoming true Americans again, rediscovering who their ancestors are, what their birthright is, what their family name means. People that have felt horrible for years because subconsciously they know they're part of a bad system. Even if they themselves do a lot of good, they know the system's rotten, and things are out of control, and they're upset. And they're upset that veterans are reaching out to active duty people and that we're waking them up and that it's spreading like wildfire. And they admit it's happening. The establishment admits that they're losing the fight against us. The peaceful fight. I mean, this is 2 weeks ago. We can do it. New York Times, Ban Ki-moon, he exists. He is the UN Secretary General. The UN exists. Go over there to the east side of Manhattan. You could see it for yourself. And he calls for global government in this article. Fourth from the last paragraph, a deal must include an equitable global governance structure. All countries must be involved in deciding how the resources are deployed and managed. The UN will control it, but they'll listen to you, they promise. And they discuss in this article, written by the UN Secretary General, how the UN will tax and regulate every facet of your life. Now, hundreds of these articles a day. At the point where the establishment is announcing their global government takeover, their carbon tax, the IMF to be the private center of the new world government run by private interests, you'll be paying your taxes to Al Gore. They call that a conspiracy theory 3 years ago. He now admits it. You'll be buying carbon credits from him. The UN will decide who can sell carbon credits and give it to all their little insider buddies. I mean, this is a new form of royalty. And you can't expect the American people to just sit here while you do this and do nothing. You can't expect the people of the world to sit back while financial, illegitimate, criminal interests conquer us. Now, why is the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Centers the favorite vehicles by the private corporate networks that control government, the police, the military, to go between government, the federal government, international government, state and local government? Why are they the favorite? Well, because it's basically a foreign intelligence operation on record. They've been caught breaking into police stations, moles in police stations, stealing police files to create private files on people. It's a Mossad operation. Now, why is the Mossad used for this? Well, the British intelligence, U.S. intelligence, and Israeli intelligence all work for each other, with each other. And they admit that they have U.S. spies spy on the Brits for the Brits. British spies spy on the U.S. for the U.S. It's admitted the NSA's main snooping arms are in England. That's how they would get around the federal laws previously. And vice versa with Israel. That's how they have another layer of plausible deniability. Plus, you don't end up having an agent spying on their own family or someone who they support or someone they know. So you have a group that's been caught, been arrested before, infiltrating police departments. Well, now they just publicly run them. And anytime you say, oh, I don't want a socialist health care plan, MSNBC, CNN, they all say, oh, racism, you hate black people. That's so black people and Hispanics think now this is what they're trying to sell. It hasn't worked. It's multifaceted. They're telling black people and Hispanics, if you care about your race, your group, you've got to be for big government, socialism. You know, free market's a old white man thing. You know, let the bankers enslave you. We'll take good care of you here on the reservation. But it's also for guilty white people who, believe me, aren't racist. Most of them are just worshipful of anybody who isn't white. They hate themselves. They believe whites are scum and filth. Believe me, I'm white. I know. That makes them go, well, I better not be against the healthcare plan. I don't want to be called a Nazi because I'm against socialism. What does calling someone a socialist when Newsweek had the cover story, we're all socialists now. See, when they're saying socialism's good, it's okay to say it. You're not a racist. But if you say it and you go, I don't want it, oh, you don't like black people. It's in my film, Fall of the Republic. Clip. After clip, after clip of the news saying, oh, look at the Tea Parties. They don't like Obama. Look at this woman. She's a racist. Chris Matthews. That Carlos Watson guy, black guy, period. You are a racist. No, sir. You're worse than a racist, Mr. Watson. You're worse than a racist, Mr. Slimeball. Chris Matthews. Because you consciously are using divide and conquer. You know you're manipulating people. You're trying to get blacks and whites and everybody else fighting with each other for your own political gain. You're cold-bloodedly hijacking this country and taking over every sector of the economy. And right out in the middle of nowhere, when no one's even thinking or talking about race, you come right into the middle of the situation and drop it in the middle of the party. Drop a stink bomb right in the middle of the party and say, oh, you don't like black people. You don't like Hispanics. To get everyone at each other's throats. And that's what the ADL does. I mean, I don't like Michelle Malkin. She's a worshiper of torture and war and corruption and, by the way, of Israel. Not good enough. She's against socialism and the elites want that. So she's demonized right alongside me. Lou Dobbs talks about the North American Union. Run out of his job. He's demonized right next to me. But they say I'm the chief enemy. And why? Because I understand the game and I'm teaching people the game and showing them how these people are operating. And so Hitler was certainly bad and did kill a lot of people and was a bad guy. And so here I am, the grandson of two men who were in World War II, volunteered for their country, and I get to be lumped in. I'm now Hitler, see? They get to move that black spot in European history and over and put it on Alex Jones, who has nothing to do with it, and just say, oh, we're the ADL. We fight Nazis. Look, Alex Jones doesn't like socialism. And they say that in these articles. They say that in CBS. They say it in the Jerusalem Post. If you don't like big government, you are a Nazi, and you're dangerous, and you want violence. Does it matter that 9 times out of 10 when a synagogue or a dormitory or an NAACP gets a swastika spray painted on it, people, the police end up locally, because the police are getting wise, shutting up hidden cameras and catching the local black or Jewish students out there doing it. Game over, folks. You understand? It's now come out in the Miami papers. It's now come out in the Boston Globe over and over again. Top Nazis, Hal Turner, top Nazi rallies in Florida, everywhere. They're always feds. They're run by feds. And those are the groups all attacking Alex Jones. People aren't stupid. They're going, wait, the Nazis all hate Alex Jones. I mean, they spend literally on the web. I'm probably the number one person attacked by Nazis. They're not really Nazis. They're feds. They sick the mindless idiot followers, their bigoted followers, on us. Separately, I have the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center now saying I'm the number one threat. You understand now? And so by trying to say someone's an anti-Semite, and they don't say that about me, they just mix me in with them. But by doing that, they hope to demonize anyone being politically involved, lest you be singled out by the ADL. It's an attempt to chill your free speech and shut you up so you'll accept the bondage.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. So get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270.
As bad as this is on the surface, to have Chris Matthews coming out and saying, if you criticize Obama in any way, you are a cross-burning Klansman. As bad as it is to have the ADL blowing the trumpet and saying Alex Jones is enemy number one. As bad as that is, it shows that the establishment is getting scared. And they admit in these articles that we're reaching tens of millions of people, that we are incredibly popular. That's a quote. and that we're growing. See, I can look at our own growth curve internally. Ladies and gentlemen, I can get off airplanes in Canada, in England, in Central America, anywhere in the U.S. now. I can walk down any main street and cars start stopping and people getting out and going, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, I'm a listener. I mean, we are huge, huge. And it's been completely underground. And they've tried to ignore us, like Gandhi said. First they ignore you, then they attack you, then you win. They have been trying to ignore us, hoping it would go away, and now they're saying, okay, this guy's dangerous. No, I'm not dangerous. I'm not the one putting poisons in the water supply, mainstream news admits. Okay, it's admitted it's in there. I'm not the one feeding people GMO food. I'm not the one telling the public there's no mercury in the vaccines when you read the insert and it's in there. I'm just pointing out all the lies. The people have found out that the media and the government are a bunch of liars. And so, hey, ADL, great. Write more articles saying I'm making up that there's a world government. And they try little tricks in there like, Jones says a lot of different groups. He doesn't know which one's running. One day it's the Bilderberg Group. Next it's the Trilateral Commission. Next it's the CFR. Next it's the Federal Reserve. Who runs the Bilderberg Group, CFR, Trilateral Commission, Federal Reserve Bank? It's like six guys. They're the heads of all those groups. Those are different management arms in a corporate structure. They write textbooks, the government does, bragging about it, so their high-level government executives and technicians can understand what's going on. I mean, do you understand that you can't continue to just say none of this exists? And they're not stupid. They're trying to create a chilling effect, saying it doesn't matter if it exists. You only say it exists, Jones, if it's good. You don't come out and say it's bad, or we're going to come after you. Do you understand? You as an American citizen are not allowed to speak out against the Ken Lay, Bernard Madoff types. Because those guys are pulled from the highest ranks of the very same crew running things. They're all a bunch of crooks. Goldman Sachs, all of it. And the reason they're really scared of me is because I'm going after the Federal Reserve and I'm pointing out, bypass the Democrats, bypass the Republicans. This is the key. We are bringing people unity. We are telling you whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young. The New World Order wants you to be disenfranchised and dependent on them and institutionalized, and they want you to be totally controlled. We read the UN documents on air where they openly state they want to lower our standard of living to control us. And so we're here pointing that out, bringing people together under principles of liberty and freedom and true free market, and the system doesn't want that. And so their job is to make all political discourse about race and religion to get us all fighting with each other. They are the purveyors. And just like Chris Matthews wants to keep black people as the property of the Democratic Party by invoking race and telling them racists are everywhere that want to get them. If you say the word socialism, that's code for wanting to burn or shoot or lynch black people. The ADL wants to keep Jews on the reservation. They want to keep Jews scared, Jews thinking everyone's after them. They want to make it where when Jews hear on the radio, New World Order, oh, that's code for me. See, they're always inserting the word Jew into these debates, the word black into the debates. This is race baiting. This is religion baiting. This is how the great game is played. This is how we are controlled. I'll finish up with this topic and go to Dr. Paul Greg Robinson.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another disgusting thing about the ADL, CBS News, Jerusalem Post, all these other publications that have really run up the flag, run up the message that I'm the top enemy to be dealt with, to be silenced, is that you have these organizations, these media outlets, these intelligence outlets, telling everyone they're the boss, they're the judge, they'll tell you what you can listen to, they'll tell you what's extreme and what isn't. And then now they're telling you, you don't call socialism socialism or you're a racist, you want to murder Jews. You don't want the carbon treaty, you hate Jews. You're like, what's this? Why do you keep bringing Jews up? Don't you see the accusers are the people that are invoking all of this so they get power and control? They create the crisis or add gasoline to it, and then they pose as the savior. The ADL wrote the Homeland Security documents that say veterans and gun owners and conservatives are the number one threat. Libertarians, Ron Paul, myself, and many others. America, Freedom to Fascism, that, by the way, we sell in the DVD shop at Infowars.com, made by a Jew, good friend of mine, Aaron Russo, a great guy. What, he isn't allowed to make a film about the IRS and the Federal Reserve? See, they don't want us coming together. They want us all fighting with each other. And I'm going to do some whole reports in the next few days, next few weeks. And I know Paul Watson's doing them the next few days. We're going to do exposés of all the Nazi leaders that it's turned out and Klan leaders that are feds. They're not infiltrating groups. They're starting them. They're running them. Hal Turner, all of them. And how? Who do they go after? Alex Jones. They go after me more than they go after Benjamin Netanyahu. You'd think if they're such big anti-Semites, so anti-Israel, they would be going after Benjamin Netanyahu. No, they go after Alex Jones. And we've caught a known Israeli operative on record. He admits he's funded by Israel, running around saying, I'm some Catholic commander. I'm not even Catholic. I'm not bashing Catholics. The Catholics are great people. See, I'm not in the division. They've got that crew going after me. I mean, I've got a major intelligence operation being run, and I still don't sink down to their level. I still take the high road. And I think Jews are intelligent, hardworking, smart, funny, neat people. The Jews I've known in my life, some of the people I work with, like Rob Jacobson, who's Jewish. Rob always makes the joke. He goes, why don't they attack me, all these Nazi groups? I'm Jewish. You know, I mean, that's the whole issue is, but we do criticize Israel. We've got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts coming on, who's not a hypocrite and tells the truth and breaks down what's happening. But we do it in a legitimate, real, effective way. And we don't just single Israel out as the only source of corruption on the planet. No, Iran's corrupt. And Pakistan's corrupt. And Japan's corrupt. And Germany's corrupt. And England's corrupt. Mexico's corrupt. What does history show you? Governments tend to get corrupt. And once they get corrupt, they get more and more corrupt. They devolve. They degenerate. I want less corruption. I want private property rights. I want to live in freedom. I'm sick of the ADL and Chris Matthews and all these people invoking race. I want to live in peace with people. You know, I'm forced to talk about the illegal alien invasion because it's part of the globalist stated plan to bankrupt the country, bankrupt the states, and break down the U.S. sovereignty for North American Union. I'm not against the people of Mexico, but we can't take 6 billion third world people that want to come here. Not with the socialist system we've got. If we had a free market, maybe. But you can't have a social welfare trough and then bring in 3 million new people a year. You can't do it. We're going bankrupt, which is what the big central banks want. Drive us all into debt that we owe to them. It's all fiat they make up. I'm going to talk more about this in about 30 minutes after Dr. Paul Craig Roberts leaves us. Gold's gone up to 1,150 today. So much other news here. A very important broadcast. Catherine Austin Fitch used to head up HUD coming on. George Humphrey in studio as well. Power Pack, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest until the bottom of the hour. Then I'm going to continue getting into the economy, a bunch of other news I haven't even covered yet. And we're also going to get back, of course, into all these hit pieces where they're openly saying I'm going to cause a violent revolution and I'm dangerous when we're not even calling for a violent revolution. So it's pretty spooky. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is the John M. Olin Fellow at the Institute for Political Economy, Senior Research Fellow at the Hoover Institution, Stanford University, and Research Fellow at the Independent Institute, a former editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal, and a columnist for Business Week and Scripps Howard News Service. He is a nationally syndicated columnist for Creator Syndicate in Los Angeles and a columnist for Investors Business Daily. And in 92, he received the Warren Brooks Award for Excellence in Journalism. In 93, the Forbes Media Guide ranked him one of the top seven journalists in the world. He was a distinguished fellow at the Cato Institute. And, of course, he also served as Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Economic Policy under Ronald Reagan, the Treasury Department. He's known as the father of Reaganomics and the Economic Recovery Tax Act of 1981. and he was awarded the Treasury Department's Meritorious Service Award for his outstanding contributions to the formulation of United States economic policy. And it just goes on and on. He served the congressional staff in the late 70s with Kemp Rothbill and played a leading role in developing bipartisan support for supply-side economic policy. And we've just got him for two segments here today. We're very honored to have him. And I just wanted to get into the drumbeat getting much faster and much louder to abandon the dollar. IMF head says global currency change needed, presses to move to the yen, the yuan as the world reserve currency. That's out of Reuters. We've got open announcements of this happening, but Bernanke says he's not too worried about it. What will it mean if they continue to devalue the dollar? It's at a 15-month low right now. Gold went up to $1,150 an ounce today. In futures, it's trading even higher with no end in sight. And now the mainstream media admits gold is going up because the dollar is being devalued, amongst other things. So top economist and journalist, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, good to have you here.
Okay, Alex, good to be with you.
Okay, break it down for us, what we're facing, and you know, talk to me like I'm a six-year-old, seven-year-old. Break down, I mean, it's one thing to talk about this three, 4 years ago with you coming. Now to see it actually unfolding, it's amazing.
Yes, it is, isn't it? I think what made the whole world realize that the dollar was in its death throes is that both the budget deficit and the trade deficit are so large they cannot be closed by conventional means. And since there's no possibility of closing the budget or trade deficit, the rest of the world sees that to continue to rely on the dollar as reserve currency, which means, of course, it has to be a store of value. If it's not a store of value, you don't want, in your country, running a central bank, you don't want your reserves of your nation stored in something that's not a store of value. And since the dollar is losing value, and since the rest of the world doesn't see any way to stop it from losing value because the trade deficit is now so wide, the budget deficit is so wide, they're all looking for an alternative before the collapse, because otherwise all of the international payment mechanism would be at risk. How would they settle their accounts to one another when the dollar goes belly up? So everyone is talking about it. They're trying to get attention. They're trying to figure out what to do. And I don't know what the solution will be. It may be that there won't be a reserve currency, that countries with strong currencies will settle with each other in their own currency. It may take some time for a new system to arise. John Maynard Keynes, at the end of World War II, he had a proposal which did not require a reserve currency. If you ran a surplus, you had to take offsetting actions to get rid of it. If you ran a deficit, you had to take offsetting actions. Otherwise, you were subject to fine. I don't know whether they'll bring something like that into play or not. But the dollar is certainly losing its value, despite the fact that most other countries are intervening to support the dollar because they don't want their currency to rise so much. The Swiss go in and buy a dollar. The Chinese buy a dollar. The Japanese buy a dollar. All of these countries are supporting the dollar by spending their own currencies to buy it, and it's still falling. So this tells you that it's a bad situation for the dollar. Now, one other thing, Alex. Here, in the short run, the dollar could go back up because the low interest rate in the United States means that the dollar is being used for the carry trade, like the Japanese yen was the last few years. You can borrow in the United States at such low rates, and then you take that money and you invest it in a higher yielding foreign asset. And so they're getting another bubble going. When that bubble bursts, everybody has to unwind the carry trade, which means they have to demand dollars to pay back the dollar loans. So we could have a blip up in the dollar when this current stock market bubble bursts, and they have to unwind the carry trade. But the downward trend is in place, and there's really nothing to reverse it. If you think about it, the deficit this year is four times larger than last year. The deficit for fiscal year 2010 is also supposed to be four times larger than 2008. These are massive sums that have to be financed, and the budget deficit greatly exceeds the trade surpluses of our so-called trading partners. So even if they recycle all the dollars they earn from their trade surpluses, it still doesn't cover our budget deficit. And so the likelihood is that they'll have to print money or print more money, which will tend to send the dollar yet lower. So there you have a very disturbing picture that doesn't seem to have any long-term solution.
And that's my next question. Again, just in layman's terms, there is a method to the madness. I mean, I know for you, an economist who used to run the Treasury Department, it's hard to reconcile people this destructive. But it's even come out that Goldman Sachs was telling people buy housing when they were actually secretly betting against it, and that they were doing this to destroy their competition and make giant profits. So for this inner group, they're making record profits and consolidating the economy. Main Street is dying. Real inflation is in check to some point. I want to ask you how long that will last, but real unemployment, most of the indexes show is above 20, not 10, like they're saying. And so how long can this delusional statement of jobless recovery continue as the real economy dies and as the bankers, the inner group, roll around in buckets of gold and palaces of wealth? They obviously know what they're doing because they're making all the big profits out of this. And meanwhile, I have stacks of mainstream news where suddenly mainline armies is being deployed in the streets of America. That's coming up later. I mean, the picture I'm trying to paint here is what I see. It's so diabolical. Or are you just saying they're so greedy and corrupt, they're just like pirates snatching goods out of the burning ship?
I'm not even sure they're smart enough to know it's burning. I certainly agree with you that Goldman Sachs and the investment banks are putting their short-term profits above everything else. And they're ruining their own future. Because, once the dollar is not the reserve currency, a Wall Street investment bank doesn't have anything like the power or influence that it has had. So by focusing on their short-term profits, and it is a form of plunder and looting, because the profits are coming at the expense of other people. It's not a win-win trading situation. So the fact that they're so short-term in their outlook means they're contributing to the decline that we've been talking about, and so they're going to end up going down too. And they're also losing their credibility and the trust of financial institutions in other countries, which will make it harder and harder for them to function and do business. So I don't know if they actually have a plot or a plan. I think they're just grabbing And they've been doing this since Clinton, when they started getting the regulations against high debt leverage repealed.
All right, doctor, stay there. We're going to come back, and I've got a few other questions along this line because it's obviously so important. And I'm going to try to get a time frame from you on how you think this is going to break down.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-456-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's GRAFFUNDER safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 18th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1,148.80. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,179.94, $589.97 for a half ounce, or $294.98 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,179.94, $589.97, and $294.98.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accidents or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks worth of great tasting food and clean water. Most foodinsurance.com meals are freeze dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99. The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons?
Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-946-8366. That's 1-866-946-8366. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
Dr. Roberts is going to be with us until about 40 after, so this segment and part of the next, always informative to have him on. Dr. Roberts, I want to get back into the dollar and gold and where you see all this going, because you said on the show 3 years ago that within 5 years if this continued, we could lose the dollar, and you said a year ago and 2 years it could happen, so I want to get your revised breakdown on that and then how this could unravel, what this means. The average person's saying, Well, the average Joe's going, well, how does that hurt me having a weak dollar? But separately, Obama, I mean, you were such a critic of Bush because of his just outrageous attacks on the Bill of Rights and Constitution and tripling size of government and the rest of it, that at first you thought, well, we've got to repudiate Bush by supporting Obama. But then quickly you said, my gosh, this guy looks like he may be worse. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I read your columns every week. Give us your take on Barack Obama and where this guy's going.
Well, you know, Alex, nothing has changed. He hasn't repealed the police state measures. He hasn't, you know, he's escalated the war in Afghanistan. He started anew in Pakistan. The one good thing, possibly, is he's going to put some of those Guantanamo prisoners on trial in the United States. And this gives a chance for the lawyers for those prisoners to bring the real evidence out, which if they succeed and are permitted by the trial judges, could greatly embarrass the United States. And so you could say that this is, you could interpret it, I don't know how to interpret it, that Obama is trying to change things by putting a public trial out, and it may show that the Bush actions were really inexcusable and illegal. So you could look at that in a positive way, but I can't think of anything else about the administration that you could see in a positive way. He's certainly not ended wars, though he seems to be dragging his feet about further escalation in Afghanistan. Now, what everyone has to understand is the president really hasn't got much power anymore because the organized lobby are more powerful than the government. The financial lobby, Goldman Sachs, I mean, they are the Treasury, the Federal Reserve. In other words, they are the government. You see what I'm saying? It's an independent private lobby that's controlling two of the most important parts of the government. The investment bankers control the Treasury and the Federal Reserve. And then you have another very powerful lobby, the military security lobby, and they control the Pentagon and the State Department. And they want war because it makes money for them. The security aspects, like all the police state measures, because they get more power, they're less accountable. And then, of course, we have AIPAC. Everyone knows the strength of the American-Israeli, what they call it, American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee. that is another extremely powerful lobby. And, of course, they want to keep American troops in the Middle East beating down opposition to Israeli territorial expansion. So if you look at those three lobbies and you're a mere president, what are you going to do? You can't. What can you do?
Well, I totally agree with you.
I mean, you're completely boxed in. And so unless you're extremely clever and can find some way to exposing them without them knowing that's what you're doing, I just don't think the president has any power.
Well, that's not going to happen because those three lobbies and several others, the big lawyer lobby as well, they put Obama in. And so he's going to continue and expand the wars. He's going to continue letting Goldman Sachs loot the nation. They're in control of the system. And he's one of their creatures. And I agree, he's a teleprompter reading front man, just like Bush. He's just better at it and better looking than Bush. My whole issue is they bring him in, they build him up to mythic proportions. Now they're tearing him down. That way in 3 years to 7 years when he's gone, everybody blames it on Obama instead of blaming it on the real power structure. That's why I think Goldman Sachs is so arrogant and they've got Northcom in place. We're going to come back and talk about the police state some and more on the economy, where Dr. Paul Craig Roberts thinks this economy is headed. Not what he would do, not what he hopes would happen, but with the current management and all the statements they've made of the policies that they've got in place and they're saying they're going to continue, what his best dead reckoning timeline is on the death of the dollar and what that will mean to you and your family.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver along with Zeolife for broad spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OXYSilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Welcome back. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest. Another economist, George Humphrey, in studio next hour. Catherine Austin Fitz, who worked at HUD, second in command over there under George Herbert Walker Bush. She's going to be joining us. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former editor at the Wall Street Journal, a former number two man at the Treasury, father of Reaganomics, is our guest. I just want to throw this out there. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our job. It's our job to reach out and to educate people, because as this tyranny unfolds, if we don't speak out against it, if we don't educate people, if we don't expose this system, then we're going to be in a vacuum here and not be able to finally remove this corrupt structure. That's why I write the books and make the films and have the T-shirts. All of it is about getting the message out. So please visit the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com or call toll free to get my new film, Fall of the Republic, or The Obama Deception, 888-253-3139. Going back to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Doc, tell folks about your latest book. You've got a new edition out on the tyranny of good intentions.
Yes, there's a new edition out and a new printing. And there's another book coming out, I think, within a month.
Oh, great.
How the Economy Was Lost. explains the whole loss of the American economy, and Counterpunch is sponsoring this, and it'll be out, I think, within a month. I think it's already advertised on Amazon.
Sir, how important is it that we bear testament, bear witness to who's really done this? Because the establishment obviously controls the mainstream media, owns it lock, stock, and barrel.
Right.
The White House admits they're engaging in billions of dollars of fake news purchasing, propaganda being implanted in mainline TV fiction shows, not just news. How important is it that every American speak out?
It's very important because if enough people could catch on, possibly something could be done. But it's so hard to wake people up. And they get so many conflicting explanations. They have their own biases and prejudices. And that's why it makes it easy for the bad guys to prevail. So I think it's the sort of thing you try to do is very important. And people need to catch on in time. I mean, they may not be able to do anything now. But if they don't know what's going on, they certainly can't do anything. So knowing what's happening is the beginning. If you don't get that far, then you don't have any chance at all.
I want to finish up with the economy and, again, where you see it going with the current management, clearly not changing since Bush left, the same people under Clinton that got rid of the Glass-Steagall. But before we do that, you talk to a lot of other economists and other authors and other researchers and a lot of other high-powered mainstream people. Are they horrified by the fact that things are only intensifying under Obama? Are they upset about the dollar sliding towards its death? I mean, when you talk to those...
Now, most of them are in denial. They're in denial, and they don't understand the situation. Look, Alex, for all of this fiscal year that's just ended, the budget deficit was four times larger than 2008. So that's a massive fiscal stimulus in terms of conventional economic policy. In addition, we've had incredibly low interest rates. The Federal Reserve has created massive bank reserves, and yet it's had no effect on lifting the economy. None. The unemployment rate rises, and as you've already made the point, it's measured. If you measure it the way it was measured when I was in the Treasury, it's over 20%. And so this massive conventional stimulus, both on monetary policy and fiscal policy, both of them, the strongest probably we've ever had in our history, they've had no effect whatsoever in lifting the economy. Houses are still going into foreclosure. People are defaulting. The real estate, the commercial real estate thing is beginning to hit. The dollar keeps sinking against every currency. You know, we even talked about this. It sinks against the Brazilian currency, against the Botswana currency. Wherever you look, there's this sign of decline, policy. The conventional policy they used, fiscal stimulus, monetary expansion, it has no effect. And yet they're all in denial. They all think, oh, well, it'll all be different soon. They even say we have a recovery. Look, in any recession, you always have an up quarter because when the recession first hits, everybody stops producing because they don't know how bad it's going to be. So inventories get depleted. So then you have to produce something for the inventory, and you get an uplift, and that's all we've had. There's going to be another leg down. See, that's when they'll get worried. When the double dip arrives, then all the mainstream conventional people in denial will start wondering, hey, what's going on? And until that happens, they simply don't have a clue. Paul Krugman hasn't got a clue. Bernanke hasn't got a clue. They just don't. What's happening is so different from what they've experienced in the past.
And you called all of this years ago. So, and I understand you like to be, you know, precise about things, but in your gut, when you're sitting around having dinner with your wife or family, and thinking about your own future, thinking about your children and grandchildren's future, what does Dr. Paul Craig Roberts think that this country and this world's going to look like 12 months from now?
I don't know whether it'll be 12 months or 24 or 30, but when the dollar goes, we're not going to be able to pay for our imports. If you can't pay for your imports, see, we are two-thirds dependent on energy imports. So you have a lot of transportation disruptions and disruptions of food deliveries to grocery stores. And you don't know when there's any gasoline and when there isn't. And probably they'll have to kind of reserve the gasoline for the police forces. So, and when you go to Walmart, all the so-called cheap goods will be very expensive. So when it finally happens, it's going to be very bad. Now, it's entirely possible the rest of the world will prop this up longer. They may say, oh, we can't let this happen. The Americans have nuclear weapons. They're unstable. We've got to prop it up. And so they may prop it. It may go on for 5 or 6 years. But it's something that they can't prop up forever. Even foreign countries, you know, the Chinese may say, let's keep buying their debt. Let's keep it going until we can figure out what to do. So it could last even after it collapses, just because the rest of the world is too uncertain about what happens if we have to pay the consequences of our moronic policy.
Well, Doctor, you are the economist, and again, listed as one of the top economists in the world. But just as a layman, it looks to me on Main Street like the collapse really happened last year, and they've just covered it up with the stimulus to a certain extent, but with unemployment over 20% in the real indexes with every economist we have on. I mean, if this isn't the collapse, I'm going to hate to see this collapse you're saying could come in a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years.
This is not the collapse. When the collapse comes, it's going to be much worse than anything.
So you're talking about, I mean, that sounds road warriorish, food shortages, water shortages, gas shortages, fuel shortages. And then that's my final point and question. I drove to our East Texas family farm to do some deer hunting with my children this weekend, and I literally, no exaggeration, driving 2.5-3 hours, probably saw 45 police cars. I would drive there 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago in college or high school. I might have seen three. I mean, it was so many police cars pulling people over. So much, and half the billboards on the roads I drove on, half of them were government. Tattle on your neighbor, tattle for child abuse, tattle for guns.
Right.
So I'm already living in a once free great nation. The last vestiges are being removed, and it's being replaced with science fiction tyranny.
That's right. Well, Alex, at my gun club, when I go to the gun club, the police are there in force. Every day they get to use it. They got automatic weapons. It sounds like a war going on. There'll be 25, 35, 40 police officers there spewing out lead faster. It's unbelievable. And I said, what are you doing? You practicing for some kind of competition? And they said, no, we're practicing. I want to be sure my guys can win the shootout. And I said, shootout? And this was a very rich county. No crime, nothing. I said, shoot out? With who? And they just looked at me.
Yeah, it's the shootout's with you.
I think that's what they're practicing for.
No, I have the documents, sir, as you know. I mean, they are gearing up for all-out war. And don't they know they're working for a bunch of Bernard Madoffs that this doesn't have
to? No, they've just... They're getting unaccountable power. And, you know, the police have always had a large contingent of bullies in them. And they're just getting unaccountable power, and they're going to enjoy using it.
Well, that was my final question. as it implodes, as we go into this long, dark night, slow, incremental depression, and as you're saying, the establishment's on the same course, so it's a foregone conclusion, don't the police know that as they're CPSing everybody's kids and tasering and SWAT teaming and taxing and arresting people when they're not going to have insurance or even money, you know, to pay the tickets and the jails are full, don't the cops know that desperate people do desperate things and that it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy? They're going to get their war, and it's not going to be three crackheads they're fighting?
They're going to have to learn that. No, I don't think they realize that. I what the future may look like is a high unemployment and high inflation. So it would be very threatening to the general population. They'd be out of jobs, but prices would be rising. And this is a situation that they can't survive in. It's not like the Depression when you're out of work but prices are falling.
Is that called hyperstagflation? Is that hyperstagflation?
It's hyperinflationary depression. That's the real danger. I'm not absolutely certain it'll happen, but I'm certain that is the real danger. And they're not thinking about it. They're not saying, how can we be sure this doesn't happen? It's not even on the radar screen.
Well, the people I know in the country who have been lower middle class are now on the verge of all going bankrupt. Everybody I know in the country around Austin and East Texas, and I'm in touch with a lot of rural people, and they say, yeah, we go to small towns, 1 mile over the speed limit. They pull us over, give us tickets, want to search us. I was out in the middle of nowhere. Our ranch is in the middle of nowhere, and I saw police every time I drove to the store 18 miles away. I mean, it's just total infestation. And I guess cancer doesn't know it's cancer, does it, Doc?
I guess not, Alex.
My God. So how do you see it all ending? Just in complete civil war, or maybe just like Mexico, a bunch of poor people under jackboots?
I can't probably like Mexico. But, you know, the joker is we have all these nuclear weapons. So we don't know whether the rest of the world will say, hey, let's keep them going until we can figure out what to do about them or get them under control. But
Russia had nukes and people let it implode.
Yeah, because that was the way we were taking it over. And, of course, Putin stopped that. But, I think that we are far more dangerous than the Russians because they were imploding in part because they gave up their belief in communism and they lost that kind of dangerous aggressiveness. But, of course, we just play it every minute of every day in Afghanistan and Pakistan and Iraq and wherever else.
So the world knows this is a psycho, decadent, mad dog killing machine.
Right. I think that sums it up. I think that's the way we're perceived.
And I think the message with 9/11 is the establishment knows that anybody with a brain can tell that's an inside job. So it's a double-edged. For the general public, it's used to scare them to go along with the police state. But for the rest of the world, it's like, yeah, we'll blow these buildings up to launch wars against you. That's why Gary Hart wrote that letter to Ahmed Dinajid and said, look, we stage terror attacks. Look at the Gulf of Tonkin. Look at the Maine. You better sit down and shut up. I mean,
yeah.
It's crazy. It does make you laugh because it's so nuts.
Well, but you know, I'm not laughing. You too. I'm just.
No, I understand. No, I mean, it's just laughing at the craziness.
And the real craziness is that, you know, there's so many Americans that think themselves as the salt of the earth and good people, and they hurt us right now. They would really think we were completely insane and anti-American and we should be arrested and shot. And I guess you hear from those people from time to time, but they think of themselves as just really decent people, and they're completely brainwashed. They have no clue. They have no idea what's happening.
Amazing. Well, Doctor, thank you for spending so much time with us, and I look forward to seeing you out in Florida when we come interview you. I may come in person or may just send the crew, but God bless you, and I really appreciate you spending so much time with us. Have a great weekend that's coming up.
Well, all the best to you, Alex. Wish you plenty of success.
Thank you, sir. You as well. Okay,
goodbye.
I'm going to come back and get into some financial news, and then we've got George Humphrey in studio. It's just mind-blowing to watch this happening, to see the IMF, to see the World Bank, to see the Federal Reserve saying they want a weak dollar, to know they're killing the dollar. Our own criminal government is killing our own dollar. All we have left on the global, the UN states they want to deindustrialize us. They state they want to bankrupt us. Even Rush Limbaugh's telling the truth now and saying the government wants to bankrupt things to make us all dependent. Roberts is just a good guy, and he can't believe that they're doing all this by design. Well, look, they're making money at record levels. They're getting all this power. They're militarizing the police. They're putting troops on the streets by design. And this is all by design. But either way you slice it, any way you cut it, any way you look at it, any angle, this is muy grande bad. This is classical tyranny in a big, big way. Stay with us. We've got George Humphrey coming up and Catherine Austin Fitz. This is going to be really important.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
All right, George Humphrey coming up in the next hour. Catherine Austin Fitz. We'll take some phone calls. We're not opening the phones yet, but we'll take some phone calls in the next hour with George Humphrey. and Catherine Austin Fitz. We have a criminal government. It's out of control. The British are corrupt. The Germans are corrupt. The U.S. is corrupt. Israel is corrupt. Iran is corrupt. Russia is corrupt. Japan is corrupt. Venezuela is corrupt. It's what variant of that corruption are we dealing with per country? And as soon as we realize smaller government, more transparency, more accountability, more aggressive populations letting governments know they're the boss, that is the natural antibiotic against the disease of government. It's very simple. And being self-sufficient and making the right decisions and protecting you and your family and not being dependent on government, that's where it starts. And a lot of my listeners 6 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, bought gold when it was $300 an ounce and 400 and 500 and 600. It's now 1,150 today. To give us a quick report on that is the owner of the Genesis Network, the parent company, Midas Resources, one of the biggest supporters of Ron Paul out there. And yes, they have the best deals on gold and silver I have ever seen. Ted yesterday was still offering gold he bought in the market at $1,000 an ounce when it was 1,140. Then he ran out of that last night. It was up to 1,050 in the market when he bought, and he's passing those savings on. You cannot find deals like this anywhere. But Ted, they're openly announcing that they're going to kill the dollar. Paul Craig Roberts, who is listed as one of the top seven economists in the world by Forbes, says it's going to be road warrior hell. I hope he's wrong. Unfortunately, I've never seen him be wrong. People need to get gold and silver. I mean, that's what I believe in. That's what I've done. And if people would have listened to us, they would have really made giant profits and protected themselves. Ted, it just gets crazier and crazier.
Well, I have to say you can trust gold and silver a heck of a lot more than you can trust this fiat currency. Alex, the dollar dropped below 75 today into the 74 level. I've never seen this before, or I should say it's at least incredibly rare when it happens.
Yeah, but it happened 15 months ago when we were going into the near depression.
Yeah, all of the markets right now, all the paper markets I'm talking
about. That's the only other time. It's only happened one other time.
Everything's down right now, Alex. Everything except gold and silver. Everything that you can count on. I mean, Dow Jones, NASDAQ, TX Gold, Russell, GOX, NYSE, TX, the U.S. dollar, the HUI, the Nikkei, the JSE. Even crude oil, everything is down. Everything's in the red except for gold and silver's up. I mean, it's just, you know, it's amazing to me what's going on. And the depleted supply of physical gold, I mean, you can't even, I mean, you'd be lucky to find a coin or two at the jewelry stores and the corner coin shops. And, you know, the pawn shops, are, you know, it's gone. And it's just, you know, it's like this perfect storm that's developing in the economy. And unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of people that are hurting. I heard you interviewing Craig Roberts, and it just, you know, that guy coming from the Treasury knows what's going on.
He said it. We have a criminal dictatorship by Goldman Sachs. Ted, we're about to go to break. Quickly, give people today's gold price. Explain to them the gold you're selling them, you bought it for what in the market, so they understand
like
the type
of
discount.
It's the stuff that I have that I'm going to offer right now is the stuff that's at the 1,050 level. And even going back a little bit less than that, I still have those walking liberties at 869. My regular price is over $9 on those right now. But the British sovereigns are at 325. The franc is at 263. The $10 liberties are 818. I'd call us at 1-800-686-2237. Take advantage of it.
Oh, yeah. 800-686-2237. What are you waiting for? You think it's a lot now? Just wait when the dollar goes belly up, ladies and gentlemen. You'll think $1,000 gold was nothing. 800-686-2237. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer.
on TPR20info.com. You can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
CNN has the headline, Majority of Americans reject swine flu vaccine, believing it's dangerous. Fox News headline has a similar statement. Also, update. Doctors say most Britons reject swine flu vaccine. That's a Reuters headline. And I was driving down the road listening to Fox News National on KLBJ yesterday, and I couldn't believe what I heard. They didn't just say we want you to take three flu shots a year now. They said every year you've got to take the swine flu shot from now on. So, see, I mean, it's just going to be hundreds of shots they try to push on us. That's coming up as well. I'm going to cover it all with George Humphrey. He's an economist. The economy first, then swine flu, the police state. I'm going to go through a bunch of news I've got and get his take on it. Going back to Ted Anderson here briefly. Ted, I feel so good when my head hits the pillow at night that we support our operation, fund getting the truth out by selling high-quality water filters that I use, by selling high-quality storable foods that I use. We also promote firearms. We don't sell any, but I do want to get some firearms sponsors. We have some firearms training sponsors. We fund the operation, from the tiny markup in competitive gold sales you have. I just feel so good in all the emails and letters I've been getting the last few years going, thank you. I bought gold when it was 600, and I've made, almost double my money back, and other people going, I've quadrupled my money. I bought it at 270. I mean, I feel so good not being a con artist like the mainstream media telling people to buy, General Motors stock like they were saying to do 3 years ago. Don't you feel good being right and being a trailblazer and being on the cutting edge, Ted, before it was cool?
It is. It's nice to be on the right side of the market, When you can see a collision coming and when the market's not actually acting like that, everybody thinks you're a fool. But then when time goes on and you get to be proven right, look who's really a fool. I mean, the people who think that they can trust this government and its minions that control it, the central banking institutions across this world, I mean, where do you think, where are you coming from? Obviously, it's a bad deal if we as citizens of the United States of America have to borrow money just to have it for commerce. That means that if we're more successful and we work harder, we're going to go further into debt.
The Federal Reserve set it up to make us dependent, and it's designed mathematically. All the top economists we've had on have documented. I'm going to have George talk about this when we come back. It's designed mathematically to impoverish you. It is designed to transfer wealth. There is more debt than there are real assets, and it's all done out of fraud. I'm sorry, folks. You got to protect yourself with gold and silver. Ted, people didn't listen a month ago when you had $900 gold when the market was at $1,000 and you were selling it for $100, less than what the market was. They didn't listen when it went above 1,000. They better listen now before you run out of gold you got in the market at 1,050 with it now $100 over that. The best deal you ever offered was 2 days ago. It was at 1,030 something bucks. That's the gold you bought in the market, was $130 under in the market what it was trading at. And now it's at about 100. I mean, you cannot beat this type of deal. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And again, it's just very, very exciting that so many people did listen to us, but I feel sorry for those that didn't, Ted.
Well, you know, I do too. I mean, there are a lot of people that have a great success stories in gold and silver, obviously, at this point. And I'm glad to have them as customers. And I also want to thank them for supporting us because it helps bring the Alex Jones Show to a much greater venue. So
800-686-2237. The brokers are getting exhausted after months of the phones ringing off the hook, but they'll be there again till midnight central tonight. 800, or I'll come keel haul them, 800-686-2237. Great job, Ted Anderson.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
George Humphrey, straight ahead, in studio. Look forward to that.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
George Humphrey is our guest for the balance of the hour. He popped by the office last week to get some more copies of Fall of the Republic, my new documentary film that he's a big part of, one of our economists that we have in there, breaking the facts down. I think we have three economists in the film, and you're one of the most informative. And I said, why not just come in for most of an hour next week? And we're very honored to have him with us. He is a degreed economist, very successful businessman, former Austin City councilman, author, filmmaker. And he's been somebody fighting the New World Order longer than I have been. He's been fighting it, 18 years or so? 2 years before I got on air, 14 years ago, I'd met George at some functions and events when I was just trying to understand what was happening. So he's been certainly a mentor to me, helping me along, and we've all grown together. George, it's great to have you here.
Oh, it's as always, as I said last week, it's an honor to be here. And you know what? Not only is it an honor, it's fun to be here. It's fun to be at the center of the storm. It's fun to be fighting the good fight. It's fun to be making new friends. It's fun to be talking about the truth. It's fun to be working for a better world and a better America and a better family and a better self. And so thanks a lot for letting me be here.
Well, George, it's awesome having you here with us. I want to cover a lot of subjects because you're knowledgeable on them all. And, of course, you've done your own local TV show here as well and done a lot of radio, so you can speak on all these issues. First off, as an economist, can you explain to people how fractional reserve banking works in a nutshell, how more debt is created than physical assets, how this financial engineered system is the key to the globalist power because they control the issuance of currency and credit?
Well, we'll boil it down to about 1 minute. And what you need to remember is the initials OTA, OTA, out of thin air. And back in 1776, Rothschild, together with when he started the helped start the Illuminati, they realized that by creating fractional reserve banking, is that they could convince the people of the nation to put in their gold and silver and assets and give them a script or a piece of paper that said that they had it. And then they would make loans based upon this script. Now, as time went on, the reserves that were backing the deposits got smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. Now, our founding fathers were very, very hip to this, each and every one of our founding fathers. That's why they put in Article 1, Section 7 and Article 1, Section 9 that our banking system had to have gold and silver as a backing. It was to be controlled by the public, and that money was supposed to have real value and not just be a commodity. And, of course, this has been the central fight within our nation from 1776 through today, and Washington and Jefferson and Madison and Thomas Paine all talked about it. And then John Quincy Adams talked about it. Andrew Jackson talked about it, and they tried to assassinate him five times. Abraham Lincoln came
in. This has always been the main threat to our country.
This is the number one threat because whoever follow the money. When I first got elected on the city council, I think it was I forgot who it was, but they came into my office and he said, always follow the money. And this is in little bitty Austin politics. And so when you wanted to find out what was going on, and I got very hip to that very quick. Always follow the money because that is the way the puppet masters control us through the money, number one. And so then through Abraham Lincoln and McKinley and Ford and then up to John F. Kennedy and now to Dr. Ron Paul, we are all talking about the discrepancy between what the Constitution says and where we're supposed to have a currency, a banking system that's controlled by the people, backed by gold and silver, a hard currency, versus what we have, which is the Federal Reserve Banking Act. And, of course, as all of you know by now, it's not federal. There's no reserves. And it's
Hey, George, that's a big deal. 10 years ago, you couldn't say, as you all know. Now, in major polls, 75% to 80% know it's private, want it abolished or audited. I mean, we've had a complete flip. I mean, what, 10, 15 years ago, maybe 5% of people knew? Now, I mean, look, we've had huge success. Thank God.
I am so glad you brought that up because 15 years ago when I talked about this, I had to speak it with a very hushed voice and show all the numbers and show everything. And people's eyes would get real wide. You're saying there's nothing behind our money system. The Federal Reserve is not a government agency. And now almost everybody knows it. The people at Starbucks, the people at Walmart, people are hip to this, and we have to thank you. We have to thank Dr. Ron Paul and the hundreds of thousands of patriots all around this country.
The real power, the real credit goes not just to the, you know, the leaders fighting this, but the people that have been person to person with the books, the films, the events. They have, it is the people.
Exactly.
And that's the reason the establishment hasn't just killed us. You know, 20, 30 years ago, they would kill people.
Absolutely.
For talking about this. They would kill congressmen.
What was the fellow's name? Larry McDonald. He got whacked in 1981.
Well, they would kidnap congressmen and senators' kids and kill them if they spoke out. But the point is, now that the idea is out there and that ideas are bulletproof, they're having a big problem. Early on, they knew they could shut it down and they could just get the few people quiet.
Right.
But now it's too late.
Yeah. The cat's
because
out of the bag.
Out of the bag, yeah.
Yeah. And so people are getting more aware. And being aware that money is the way of control and that the Federal Reserve, controlled by whatever you want to call these rascals, whether you want to call them the cabal, the plutocracy, whether you want to call them the Illuminati, the power elite, these people are in separation consciousness. They're in fear and they're manipulating and controlling. They're the pirates, and there's always been pirates. And we got to get that through our heads. The people who control our banking systems and control our government are one and the same, and they are manipulating and milking this economy for everything that they can. And they are creating, and it's not money. They're not creating, don't use the word money. They're creating debt-based currencies.
And debt obligations. Our currency is debt.
Yes. And it is absolutely the biggest mathematical scam you can get. And it's like a hockey stick. If they charge two or three, if the spread is 2 or 3%, at first the difference between the loans and what is owed is very small. But incrementally, and that's one thing that the Illuminati always does, is that they've worked incrementally and that patiently, as time goes on, that debt based upon other debt continues to go up. And so now it's going up like a hockey stick. And the actual debt on the debt is getting as big as the equity itself. And remember, with fractional reserve banking, this money can never be paid back. Let's say we cut back all government spending and all taxes went to paying off the debt. It is still mathematically impossible to pay off the debt. And of course, we're not going to stop spending. We're not going to stop creating debt. As I heard Dr. Roberts just speak, and he was an incredible guest, and I really give you a lot of credit for having him on. He was saying, as we were talking about last week, this year's federal budget debt is 400% greater than the year before. That is absolute incredible insanity. You can't get out of debt by digging the hole deeper. You can't do it.
And it's made up debt to the private banks.
Of course it is. And all this money is going...
Here's a question. We're approaching an end game here.
Yes.
What do you think the time frame? You know, a few months ago, filming Fall of the Republic at your house, we were standing around the kitchen drinking tea, talking about time frames, whether it's going to be inflation or whether it's going to be depression, what's going to happen with the currency. How do you see this unfolding?
Okay, first of all, we have to learn from history. And in 1989, a very similar situation hit Japan. And they had financing vehicles that were very similar to our derivatives. And they crashed. And yet the ruling class of Japan would not flush those out of the system because they were protecting the ruling class. Now, Japan is the most productive nation per capita in the world.
That's the difference. They have just glistening industry, incredibly hardworking, focused people. So you give us the same recipe, but with our big welfare state and laziness, we're dead meat.
Yes. And Japan, in the period of time since 1989, their amount of monies that they have spent from their federal government trying to fix this situation has been approximately equal to what we're doing right now. And Japan, even though they're one of the world's leading exporters, they're incredibly technologically advanced. They have had 20 years of recession. The Nikkei was at 39,000. It's 9,000 right now. The real estate boom has gone down. And I go to Japan all the time. I'm going to be going there shortly. And it's an amazing place. These people work. They're educated. And they're focused on creating money. And they've been going for 20 years. And they're still in the hole. Because all the money that they're producing, all their profits, is going to pay the interest on their derivatives. It's called the Japan syndrome. And so we are in a very, very similar situation here.
But worse.
And what is even what I consider to be worse is the quality of the consciousness and the energy of the people in this country. We used to be the most hardworking, self-sufficient, freedom-loving, honest people in the whole country, in the whole world.
And we're making generalizations. We're not saying everybody's bad.
Yeah, right.
It's just that you go out there, we're a lot of demonic goblin people. I mean, they're all really evil people.
And I'm glad you said, you know, sometime, you know, in talking about this stuff, you know, there are many good people.
We've aborted 51
country.
Million babies. And the CPS kidnaps a million kids a year.
If you take a look at the situation.
We've got to break, George. We're going to come back and go over this, get into the flu, get into the police state, U.S. military employees, counterinsurgency strategy in California City. Stay with us.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com, drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
George Humphrey's our guest. We're going to take your calls coming up in the next segment. 1-800-259-9231. I'd like to respect our guests and direct questions or comments at George, 1-800-259-9231. In fact, I'm going to say today, first-time callers, we're going to wipe the phone board right now or go through the calls and ask if they're first-time callers because I want to give some new people a chance. 1-800-259-9231. George, you were trying to make a point before we went to break, but I wanted to make this point. It's a double-edged sword, not only for 15 years have I been speaking out, or 14 years on air, you 18 or more, and many others for decades, like Ron Paul, 30-plus years. It takes time to do this. The globalists love to give us an instant gratification society where we expect everything instantly, but they understand the power of taking their time. So that's why we need to counter them with that, knowing that we're not going to see instant results when we do something. It takes time to go out and bounce around and grow. It's like seeds. It's like growing a crop.
Right. Absolutely. And the question is that every one of us has a choice in front of us. We all have a choice. Do we actually believe that freedom and sovereignty and the highest values of the Constitution are something that are positive for our nation, for our community, for our families, and for ourselves? And most people will go, oh, yeah, yeah, of course it is. But is this something that is really, is freedom and sovereignty for ourselves and in the coming future important?
Because you and Jaron, the head producer, were talking during the break. He was saying, oh, all his friends know the wars are for money. Everybody knows the banks are raping us. Well, we shouldn't just take this like a crack whore being beaten.
Exactly. And this is part of the massive, massive mind control. And this is not just, this is just not words. Is that the Illuminati or the power elite or whatever you want to call these rascals have created the most amazing and the most subtle mind control at every different level. Physical, emotional, spiritual, electronic, at all different levels to interrupt our chakra system, to interrupt our endocrine system, to interrupt the way that we as human beings are able to intellectually process information.
And that's what all the globalists, that when we cover this in Endgame, they admit they're poisoning us, they're poisoning our food and water to make us more easily controlled.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, in 1942 through 1945, both Uncle Adolf Hitler and Uncle Joseph Stalin were putting fluoride into their concentration camps because fluoride is a thyroid inhibitor.
And that's in a Pulitzer Prize winning book. That came out in Nuremberg. That is not a conspiracy.
Of course. This is fact. And it's been fact for 50 years.
And they do it here. And the local media likes to laugh and feel like they're part of the establishment. And even though we've got probably 100,000 Austinites awake and we're all over the country, we can't get it out of our water.
Yeah. And so massive amounts of fluoride. And fluoride was, they started putting in the water in the late 1880s because the aluminum industry had nowhere to put their toxic waste. And they cooked up these false studies to show that it would protect teeth, which is absolute BS, and every independent study has shown that fluoride does not protect teeth. And what's really important, of all the water that goes through the city water, less than 0.5% of the water that goes through the taps is actually taken in used for drinking water. And so this whole concept is absolutely silly. So let's say that fluoride really did help tooth decay, which it does not. There's better ways, topical ways of using it.
It gives you fluorosis. It causes bone cancer. But let's just say it's good. Why don't they say do it topically? No, we're going to put it in the water.
Because
now they're using it as a pesticide on crops.
And for years.
It kills bugs, but we're going to drink it.
And for years and years and years, back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, the number one ingredient in rat poison was fluoride. And so
you can still buy it where it says fluoride on the back.
It's just,
decon rat poison. Yeah.
And so not only are we interrupting our thyroid because of the all the endocrine system, and if you hear the concepts of chakras, the way human beings connect within their own conscious development,
the electrical system in the body.
Exactly. And not in our pituitary is being messed up with aspartame. The chemtrails are coming in. And
MSG. Mercury. What about the media saying there's no mercury in the flu shot when it's on the insert?
It's Tamiflu, which is even more toxic than mercury is. I mean, you know, they changed the name.
It's a hyper form of mercury.
It's a hyper form of mercury. And the second most toxic element on the charts after, you know, plutonium and uranium is mercury. And what mercury does is it inhibits the ability of the synapse to send messages. And so when people start getting mercury in their system, which almost every person does now at different degrees, you start having larger percentage of ADD, attention deficit disorder, and
obesity. Stay there. We're coming back. Yes. Long segment. We're going to cover it all. George Humphrey is our guest. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm here live. George Humphrey's our guest. By the way, I want to just point out that he has made several documentary films and written a bunch of books. 911, The Great Illusion by George Humphrey is an easy, quick read. It's a color booklet full of photographs and diagrams and graphics. This is one of the best books, and we sell these right at cost. I mean, these are super inexpensive. I forget what they are, like $5, $4 or something. We've got his film, 911, The Great Illusion. It's excellent. So, again, it's all available at Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. He's also a big part of our new film, Fall of the Republic. And here's some posters for you, George.
Well, thank you very much. And as I told you, I'm going to frame this rascal. It's beautiful, and put it in my office. And again, I was in the Obama deception and enjoyed that. And the Obama deception, the quality of the production was incredible. And the Fall of the Republic is the professionalism that this is presented in is even better. So, clearly I'm biased because I'm in the movie, but it's worthwhile.
Well, you do a great job breaking it down. So please visit the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. Before I go any further, I do want to tell you about a couple of the sponsors that made today's radio show possible. One of them is Ecola Blue. Did you know you could be drinking fresh, clean water made right from the air you breathe? No, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, Ecola Blue, with the Ecola Blue 28 machine, will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use, and it will make up to 7.5 gallons of water per day. The water, once generated, passes through a 7-stage filter process, including reverse osmosis and carbon filtration techniques, ensuring that you know exactly what you are drinking. No chemicals, pollutants, or fluoride we spend so much time talking about here on the radio broadcast. Get your very own source of unlimited renewable drinking water for you and your family today by visiting them on their website, EcolaBlue.com, or by clicking on their banners on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or give them a call today at 800-691-6043. And continuing with one other sponsor, eFoodsDirect.com is non-GMO, non-hybrid. They have fully organic lines as well. They have different food lines for all different sorts of special diets that people are on. They have 3-day, 7-day packs. It's all dehydrated, so it's very easy to carry. The meals are 50% bigger than most other companies. It tastes great. eFoodsDirect.com. Everybody should have storable food, so you're not dependent on the system. This is insurance you can eat. eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on Infowars.com, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own food. If you have your own bread, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, George, I want to go through a bunch of subjects with you and then take some calls here while we have you today. On the subject of militarization of police, they're everywhere. They're giving people tickets for no reason. They're taking people's kids without due process. The CPS, the taxes, the bureaucracy, the state taxes, the international taxes, California and Oregon passing carbon taxes, the carbon tax. I have an article here from PrisonPlanet.com that has links to mainstream news, the Washington Post. U.S. military employs counterinsurgency strategy in California City. Former Special Forces Colonel says violence hit town is a laboratory as Washington Post advocates nationwide implementation of troops on the streets in America. This is really happening. I mean, this is real bona fide tyranny. Your take on that?
Well, as they say, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And this is just a fact of life. And as the power elite, those who are in separation consciousness, those who are in fear consciousness, realize that the internet and the consciousness of the people is increasing more and more, and the people like Alex Jones and myself and Paul Craig Roberts and the hundreds of thousands of other patriots around the country who are working for a better, freer, sovereign nation and world right now are getting the message out, and getting the message out very effectively. These people are freaking out, and the first thing that they think of is getting a bigger stick, trying to knock us down, trying to hit us, trying to control us. And of course, the police departments are the main place. Now, most of the cops don't know what's going on. Now, when I was a city council member, we still had peace officers. We had peace officers, and we had policemen that were there for the people of Austin. And as a matter of fact, it wasn't that long ago that police officers and peace officers wore blue and the sheriffs wore brown. And now they're all in black. I see that Maryland is just, not Maryland, but Massachusetts, which is supposed to be the home of the most liberal people in the country, now have got all their police officers in all black.
And they were in the news. A police chief said, this is to intimidate you.
And it's like a Praetorian Guard. And again, history tends to repeat itself. And just like the Caesar, when it went from a republic to an empire, they created the Praetorian Guard. And the Praetorian Guard, of course, all wore all black. And that is a psychological way to create fear. And all of this is a choice between fear and love, between separation and coming together. And this, you know, as I've said a thousand times, this is bigger than just an economic or a political or a cultural war. This is a time for each and every one of us to make a choice. It's a time of spiritual choice, whether we're going to live in unity consciousness and cooperation and be sovereign and free and love our, first of all, love ourselves and our family and our world and the good things that government can bring, such as the Constitution, or whether we're going to close our eyes and we're going to listen to these rascals and all of their lies and everything that they're saying to us, ABC, CBS, NBC, Time, Newsweek, you know, every place. It's all propaganda to create fear so that...
Well, George, there's no longer any doubt. I mean, if there was a checklist of 30 things that are tyranny, they've double-checked everything. It's now admitted, and this started decades ago, but that almost all TV is government-paid for, and they're writing the scripts with all these messages of tyranny. It's
including NPR, and for all my good liberal friends...
Oh, it's the worst.
...still listen to NPR, wake up. It's the worst. Just because they say it with kind of a sweet...
A loving, voice, a soft...
Oh, it's
hypnotizing.
It makes me physically ill to listen to those hypocrites. Physically ill. And I'll tell you what...
Look at Obama expanding all the wars.
Your first movie on this, the Obama deception. You got to underword the word deception because this guy, even though he's the most incredibly charismatic person who's been on the scene for the last 50 years, it's all about deception, deception, deception. Every single one of his promises, as you have pointed out again and again and again, he's gone 180 degrees apart. And I still see my friends who are, oh, Obama, Obama. And so I say, well, do you support the war? And they kind of shake a little bit. And most of them run off because they know that there's going to be an intelligent discussion because they're cognitive dissidents. And remember this term, cognitive dissidents. And it's something that we all have is that we invest our time, energy, or money in a concept is that when we find out that that concept is not right, psychologically we create barriers and fight against that. And that's what's called having an open mind in listening. And every single point that Obama made on the campaign trail, as you have so eloquently pointed out and so factually pointed out, he's gone 180% against it. He is so far more of what is classically called a fascist than even George Bush. And people say, well, you're just a Republican. And 4 years ago, they were saying, you're just a Democrat. You know, we're neither Democrat or Republican. We are American citizens who believe in the Constitution. This is not a question of right or wrong, you know, right or left. It's a question of right or wrong. Do we want freedom? Do we want truth? Do we want a better America? Or are we going to be asleep?
Well, the American people have not been taught in the last 30, 40 years what tyranny is. And so they're told, here's freedom, but it's really tyranny. And then they tell the public, that those of us that are for freedom, that we're the bad ones. I mean, I've had Salon and all six of George Soros' big publications and the New Republic and the ADL and CBS and the Jerusalem Post all in the last day come out and say, no longer are they just ignoring me or making fun of me or just attacking me. They're now saying, we got to shut this guy up. He's dangerous. And the reason they're now saying this is they're watching our growth curve.
Yeah. And the thing.
It's going straight up. And I say to them, I am trying to be loving. I know they're wrong. I know they're abusive. I know they're hurting my country. I know they're involved in evil. And I'm telling them now, and I'm going to look at them right now and tell them, you're in the wrong. You know you're bad. You know you're lying. You know you're using duplicity. You know the New World Order is real. I mean, the ADL and CBS wrote articles saying I'm this big liar. I say they're setting up a world government. I mean, it's all over the news. Earlier on the show, I went over a bunch of mainstream. I mean, look at this. Financial Times of London. This is one of thousands in the last year.
Yes.
And now for world government. And this article says, we've lied to you for your own good. We're taking over. It's authoritarian. These are quotes. Here's another one. In here, I've got the New York Times, Ban Ki-moon, coming out and calling for world government and world taxes. This is what I'm saying, George. Mm-hmm. What is the ADL and CBS doing? What is Salon doing when they come out and say it's a conspiracy theory, there's no mercury in the shots when the insert says it? What are they doing when they say there's no world government when it's simultaneously being announced by mainstream media as a good thing? It's almost like they want to destroy themselves. I mean, do they understand, or are they so arrogant and they think it's 20 years ago and people just bought whatever they said?
Well, it's ad hominem. What they're trying to do is they're trying to go after you as a person. And I know you. And for people who listen to Alex for the first time, and we've all gone through our Alex initiation, Alex rants and raves and he shouts and he raises his voice. And so many people say, I can't stand, he's just too intense. And I just say, listen to him for a week. And kind of listen.
Well, I don't want to talk about me, but
listen to what I'm saying, because this is important. And Alex, not only is about 98% of what he's saying, if not 100%, right on accurate, that you won't get on CBS or NBC or whatever, which is information you need to know. But he also has a heart of gold. As gruff and as grump as he sounds, he's a great guy. And what's more important is that for all the time I had my television show, I would invite hundreds of city officials, newscasters, people to come in and not debate, but just have a discussion about this. And I know you've done the same thing. And you would invite the top newscasters of CBS, NBC, of the ADL to come in here and just have a discussion and share back and forth. But they won't do it. They won't come and have an honest
discussion.
They
have to dehumanize you.
And so instead of as human beings talking about our point of view and
they want to separate everybody.
Of course.
And it's all about, that's why Chris Matthews and the folks on CNN, not just MSNBC, they have that talking point that if you say, I don't want socialist health care, they go, why are you a racist?
Yes.
Obviously, it's illogical. It has nothing to do with that. They are invoking racism. They are the racist. They are the people using it as a political weapon.
And I'm sure that you would invite Chris or any of these.
We have. Yeah. We've called them all.
You'd say, just come on down. Look, we're just going to, and we don't even have to debate. You can have your say. I'll have my say. No fighting back and forth. And let the people decide. But you know what? You've been doing this for years and years and years, and they won't do it because they've got something to hide. They've got something to hide. And so, folks who are listening, the people who are listening to this message right now, you are the power. If each and every one of you today can go out and talk to one person about this and plant some seeds.
Well, tell them about Gandhi, because you know he has those quotes. He went around for 20 years just teaching people they had power, and then suddenly it all imploded.
Yeah, and I go to India almost every year, and I study in India, and Mahatma Gandhi is my – I've been to his home. I've read him for years and years and years. And he was a very, very bright man. He went to Oxford. He got his law degree. He went down to South Africa. He was very wealthy down there. But when he came back to India, there's about 350 million people living in India and about 300,000 British. And the British were in complete control of the Indian subcontinent, which at that time also included the nations of Pakistan,
Kashmir,
and Kashmir and the whole area. And 300,000 people were the sahibs of the whole nation because they had convinced the intellect, not the intellect, but the minds of the Indian people that they were beneath them and that the English were more powerful. And Gandhi came back and he realized that this was a fight for the minds and the hearts of the Indian people. And so he showed through example, through love, through his dedication, and he would go to village, and the most important thing he said is that the seed of God is in the heart of every man, woman, and child. and that he was there to show through example that we could nurture the seed and that we were divine sovereign beings, whether we were white, black, Asian. And when he got the Indian people to understand that they had value, that they had intellect, that they had rights, and his main thing was to get the British out still as friends. He didn't see them as enemies. He saw them as opponents about, and he realized that they had wrong thinking. And he did this through hard work and through peace. And you know what, folks? We can't beat the Illuminati right now with guns. We've got to do it with intellect.
They want to make it a physical fight.
Yes.
Now, at the same time, we should defend ourselves.
Of course.
And Gandhi had something to say about that.
And absolutely. Gandhi was no coward. Gandhi was a man.
Well, he let him beat him up all the time.
He was a man's man. But he would say that it's better for a person to go to war and fight and die for their country than to be a coward and hide under the banner of nonviolent civil disobedience.
Well, it's you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run.
Yes.
You
got
to know when to play your cards. I mean, at points where there's police and they're just peacefully protesting,
yes,
let them beat them up in front of people.
Because
that then shows people. But at the same time, if they're rounding up people in villages, taking them to FEMA camps, you got to defend yourself.
Absolutely. And for example, when what was going on in Russia was happening in the Ukraine, when Stalin was just decimating the Ukraine, Gandhi was very clear that it was important for those people to stand up and fight. He was no coward. And we encourage you not to be cowards, to see this thing as clearly, crystal clearly as possible. These people care not one iota about your freedom or your life. And so you need to protect yourself on all different fronts.
But don't be cowards. Get involved. Speak
exactly
out. You're not going to be able to physically fight if you can't even talk to your neighbor about this.
Exactly.
It's in increments. It's in steps.
Yes. And it's through the first awareness, becoming aware of the massive illusion. The massive illusion of the...
Yeah, don't just believe everything we're saying. Just realize you're being conned. There's more to the world.
Yes. And then as you become aware of the delusion and the manipulation on the third dimension, and then you become aware of what we call the second awareness, is that God, whatever you want to call God, the universal creator, the loving intelligence...
We've got to go to break. We have to go to break. We're time.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
And a tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
from the company that brought you solar and preparedness quality you could bet your life on for over 15 years, now comes the best sale ever on Mountain House Foods. Right now, ReadyMadeResources.com has all Mountain House Foods on sale at 25% off. Go to ReadyMadeResources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House Foods in a wide selection for every taste, now at 25% off. And that includes free shipping on case lots. Mountain House Foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Yes, there is a catch. This 25% off sale only lasts through November 30th. Hurry, go to ReadyMadeResources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to ReadyMadeResources.com. Hurry, sale ends November 30th.
Catherine Austin Fitz is going to be with us in the second segment of the next hour, 8 after. I want to go to calls, but George, you're making a really good point about how you read the New York Times and it's all this well woven together, disinformation, rationales, and it's just a continual narrative of deception. Yeah. It's a matrix of fraud. But when you know all the facts, then it's completely clear. But the average person, it's all written like it's reasonable, but it's a fantasy land. It's like people with fantasy football. I mean, they're acting like they're really running quarterbacks and on this little power trip. It's the same thing. They're all in this little box.
Yeah, it's just absolutely amazing because I have been studying this stuff for a long, long time. And the other day I was reading the New York Times, which is the number one publication, and I start reading articles about cap and trade or the vaccines or whatever it was, and I just let myself read it like without my own point of view. And I realized how incredibly seductive and believable their point is.
Because they'll mix a little truth in and have a smattering. Yeah.
And they do this so well. And as you say, this is the Matrix. And what we're facing is so similar to the movie The Matrix. The illusion out there is just deeper, deeper, deeper than almost any of us can understand. And we have to understand that to get through this period of time and what the Mayan calendar calls 2012 or what the rishis in India call the changing from the Kali Yuga to the Dwarpa Yuga, this has all been prophesied for a long time.
Well, the elite believe there's a big change, but it's not going to be the end of the world. They believe they're bringing their system in, and they're actually trying to suppress people waking up because they know a big change is coming. Let's take some calls. Matthew in Arizona, you're on the air with George Humphrey. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you guys are doing great today, but I have something really important to bring up that I never really get, I never really hear on your show, and it's students at universities and how bad the liberal propaganda has been getting.
Well, we do talk about how they don't let people have free speech in a lot of universities. They bully the students. They call it liberal. It's not. It's really fascism. And it's anti-family, it's anti-male. They want to destroy the existing order so that everybody is basically destitute, institutionalized, and have to lean on the state. George?
Well, when I think of liberal, I think of Thomas Jefferson. I think of somebody with an open mind who is inquisitive, who is there, who wants to play by the rules, who has an open heart. To call these son of a guns liberal, and we all have these friends who are liberal Democrats.
Well, see, that's the Matrix. They think they're Thomas Jefferson and the average liberal when really they're working for a eugenics death cult.
The reality is that about 99% of the liberal Democrats in this country believe that they're doing the right thing. They think they're doing the right thing. They read the New York Times. They watch CNN. They've swallowed this lie hook, line, and sinker.
And they know their liberal paradigm isn't perfect, but it's better than that Republican paradigm,
yeah,
which is only another wing on the same bird. Thank you, Matthew. Don in Toronto, you're on the air. Go ahead, Don.
Yes. Hi, Alex. George, I'm calling from Canada where the H1N1 massive vaccine campaign is in full throttle right now, and there have been reports of person dying of complications.
Yeah, there's a bunch of reports of deaths all over the world, China, France, England, and they're really covering most of them up.
And I just wanted to ask George, you know, you seem to see more police presence in Mexico. The army is everywhere due to the fight against the drug cartel.
The fight against drug dealers that aren't paying their cut.
Does George see increased militarization in North America?
There's no question about it. It's already happening.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
We're going to go to break. Thank you so much, Don. Anything else?
Well, I just wondered if this H1N1 campaign goes any further and there's more deaths involved.
We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live with George Humphrey in studio with us for a final segment. Continuing with your phone calls, let's talk to Matt in the... Well, you know what? Don was asking about the H1N1 briefly. H1N1 is being used to set up a medical tyranny, to set the precedent, to give us shots. They're now announcing, oh, you're going to have to get a regular flu shot every year and the swine flu.
And boosters. And, you know, which is just... Look, even the Mayo Clinic, which is the most establishment organization in this country, is saying they wouldn't take the shots. So,
and those are moral decisions. These are establishment people that I guarantee are getting in trouble for this. Doctors are all over the world saying don't take it, and they still call us conspiracy theorists. That isn't going to hold water.
You know, and the amazing thing is if you look back at the, quote, swine flu, it is not possible for an avian flu to coexist with a mammal flu. And it just doesn't happen in nature, and this is clearly a man-made, genetically modified flu. And now that they're finding strains of the 1918 flu influenza that they went up a couple of years ago, they went up to Spitsbjerg, which is some islands north of Iceland. They're controlled by Norway, where they bury these people, and got strains of the flu from people who died up there.
And it suddenly, and I remember 8 years ago when they did that, it was in the news, we said, look out, they're going to bring it back. And then now this dead flu is resurrected.
You know, and I think it's going to be really interesting. I don't know what's happening in the Ukraine today, but about 5 or 6 days ago, they got a very virulent flu in the Ukraine.
Well, their government is even admitting, yes, that they believe that all the different flu vaccines have mutated to form this.
Yeah, and so we've got to keep our eye on it, but the most important thing is don't trust the vaccines. They don't help. They'll make you sick. There's people here, right here in Austin, Texas, that who've taken it and who have become paralyzed.
I know a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the best way to protect yourself is to be healthy, to eat good, clean, organic, raw food.
And a lot of sunshine. A
lot of sunshine. Get that vitamin D. And eat good, clean, organic fruits and vegetables.
Let's take one more or two more calls. Matt in the UK, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex, and hi, George. Good afternoon. And by the way, Alex, you are growing very rapidly in the UK, by the way, so put your head up high, mate.
But see, yeah, I mean, here's the problem. I have you make your point, but on the whole ADL subject, I want to get bigger to reach more people, but I'm almost like steaming towards my destruction, but I morally have to do it. It's not like, ooh, I'm getting big. I'm a celebrity now around the world. You know, I mean, bigger and bigger. Media now, when they talk about conspiracies, just uses my name, Alex Jones. It's like a meme. I want to be honest. I don't like it, but thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. Yeah, I have a banking question. Basically, you mentioned about the U.S. banking system. I'm going to tell you about the U.K. banking system at the moment. There's millions and millions of people trying to get back their bank charges, and basically the banks aren't even budging. Shops are closing every day in the U.K., but the government keeps saying that growth is here. What do you guys reckon to that one?
George, what's your take on the economy deteriorating, people losing their jobs, but the media is saying we've got a great economy?
Well, it's very clear is that in the last 5 years, consumer spending has represented 67% to 71% of the whole gross domestic national product. Now, and that was when the unemployment rate was about 4.5% and the economy was basically humming along. Today, the unemployment, the official rates are 10.25% unemployment. The real number is somewhere between 14.5% to 17% unemployment. Those are the real numbers, and the people who are not fully employed. The amount of debt is not getting better. It's getting worse and worse and worse. We have a huge number of commercial banking mortgage bundles that will be coming up. The second round of residential bundles are coming up, which is what set this thing off in the first
George,
place.
We're out of time. We got Catherine Austin Fitz on the line coming up. First time she's going to be on this. Very excited about that. And I'm sorry to Matt and others holding. You only get about 30 seconds on air. We just ran out of time. But thank you so much, Matt. Keep spreading the word. God bless you. Just kind of freaking me out, though, to realize that this message is getting out like this.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality
at prisonplanet.tv.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I've got a correction to make. I've been announcing this is the first time that Catherine Austin Fitz has been on, but she reminded me that about 8 years ago or so, she was on the show. But for all intents and purposes, it's not her first rodeo, but this is a maiden voyage in the last 8 years. So it is good to have her with us. But I guess if your memory's wiped and you don't remember something, it is a maiden voyage. Catherine Austin Fitz, founder and managing member of Solari Investment Advisory Services, LLC, president of the Hamilton Securities Group Investment Bank and financial software developer, assistant secretary of housing, federal housing commissioner, under Bush 1, managing director and member of the board of the Wall Street firm Dillon Reed & Co., Inc. Doesn't get any more elite than that. Catherine has designed and closed over $25 billion in transactions and investments to date and has led portfolio strategy for $300 billion of financial assets and liabilities. Solari.com is the website, S-O-L-A-R-I.com. We're very honored to have her here, and I hopefully we can start having her every few months instead of every decade or so. And I want her to just tell you a little bit about herself, her journey, her voyage, for the few of you that don't know who she is. She's on TV, radio a lot over the years. And then I want to get into what we're facing as a society, what the elites are doing, her take on Obama. And it's great to have Catherine Austin Fitz on with us today. Catherine?
Alex, it's always a pleasure. As you know, I'm a huge fan of you and InfoWars.
Well, I guess I'd forgotten that fact, but it's you know, I've been emailing you for a while, but maybe emailing the wrong email trying to get you on, and I was crestfallen. But I'm a big fan of you. You got the floor. Break down what you think's most important, but first, tell us about yourself.
Well, I came out of the Bush administration thinking, oh my word, the fascists are going to kill us all. We need to do something, and I started an investment bank in Washington, and our goal was to help communities finance with equity, because rather than shipping all of our money to Wall Street and then hoping a little bit trickles back, or shipping it all to Washington and hoping a little trickles back, my theory was, how about if we, you know, if we financed our own businesses and did much more locally? So I started an investment bank. One of the things we did was we were hired on competitive bid to be financial advisor to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, where I'd worked as an assistant secretary. We did loan sales, Alex, and they were unbelievably successful. It was during the Clinton administration, and but the corruption got worse and worse. Now, it was terrible in the Bush administration. It just kept getting worse in the Clinton administration, and we were a decision was made. I was part of a group of people who were saying, "Oh my goodness, with GATT and NAFTA, we're gonna ship all the jobs abroad." And we need to do something, or else the American people are going to be left high and dry. We're going to lose, and the middle class will be wiped out. How are we going to develop new skills? How are we going to help people create new jobs and support small business? So we're part of a group that we're working on all of that. And literally, a decision was made, rather than address the real problems and help the American people jump the curve on the situation, that instead we would bubble the economy and pull massive amounts of capital and reinvest them abroad. And
so this was a conscious decision, and you were there on the inside witnessing
absolutely.
This.
I'll tell you, the greatest, one of the best videos I've ever seen, you can get it up on my blog at solari.com, / blog, is Sir James Goldsmith did a speaking tour trying to stop the GATT from being passed in the World Trade Organization to be adopted, and basically said, this is the most frightening, terrifying thing. We're going to have 3 billion people moved off the land. We're, you know, massive unemployment worldwide. We're going to destroy, we're going to have massive structural unemployment in the United States. He gave this interview, it's up on YouTube, to Charlie Rose in 1995, and he predicts everything that's happening now. Now, remember, this man's a billionaire, very successful businessman, and basically said, look, this is the establishment against everybody else. And he said, this is going to be the most devastating, horrible thing that has ever happened to the world. It's absolutely crazy. And he lays it all out, and so I can say the same thing. We were on the inside. We're working with the administration, And we knew that, we were going to create massive unemployment. Now, here's the big secret of the work that I did when I was in Washington during that period. We created something, Alex, called Community Wizard, which was a software tool that would allow us to look at the sources and uses of government money by place, because America's just 3,100 counties. And when you look at government investment by place, what you discover is that that a great deal of money is being spent to centralize economic and political power and to basically subsidize large corporations and all sorts of unproductive behavior, whether it's, you know, people on welfare all the way up to corporations on welfare. But let me give you a couple examples. We would regularly find places where HUD was spending, this is HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, was spending $250,000 to construct or rehab an apartment building when $50,000 would buy and rehab a foreclosed single-family property. So we were spending four or five times what we needed to get one. And I went to the assistant, to the person who ran that program in 1996, and said, look, you know, we could get five homes for the price of one. And they looked at me, turned bright red, and said, but how would we generate fees for our friends? Now, imagine, if you will, imagine how many more people would have homes today if we weren't doing things like that.
It was just a giant honeypot, and the media loves to always blame poor people who were told, oh, it's the new America. It's the way to build wealth, build equity. Go out from the banks down to the assessors. We're all going to basically cheat on the forms. The media advertised it was okay to do, and then the media now tries to blame the poor people that got set up and ripped off and given these arms and these balloon mortgages. That's like my analogy, Catherine Austin Fitz, is like blaming a six-year-old that doesn't mind their parents, gets out of the backyard, goes in the front yard, and a man has a puppy and candy in a van, and they get in the car and get taken away and raped and killed. You don't blame the five-year-old. You blame the banks. You blame the killer. You right. blame the people that set this in motion.
Well, in fact, it's called, under the law, it's called fraudulent inducement. If I encourage you to, if I'm a lender and I encourage you to take on a loan, and I know something about your future financial condition that you don't, then that is fraudulent inducement, and you may not be obligated to pay me back for all or a portion. So, in fact, what happened was, if you look at the largest banks and the largest people leading the mortgage business, everything that I knew then, they knew. I mean, this was all known in Washington that the jobs were going to go abroad and incomes were generally going to fall. And so what they were doing was they were encouraging people to take out loans, many of whom thought they could pay back and didn't know that their income was going to be falling.
Let's jump forward, then we'll go back. But let's jump forward. Greg Gordon's four-part series now on McClatchy Newspapers, he got the internal documents of what you've already publicly stated and others have stated,
right,
that the pilots that pilot the private Federal Reserve and all the major regulatory positions, Goldman Sachs, were telling everybody to invest in housing, selling these securities, while at the same time betting against them to destroy their competitors and vertically integrate the market. To them, making everybody destitute or a lower standard of living, that's great vertical integration. That's like a mosquito jamming their proboscis into your arm, pumping in enzymes to liquidate the cells so they can slurp them up. I mean, this is just a parasite.
Remember, these firms no longer see themselves as serving clients. They see themselves as trading for their own account and being part of syndicates, which includes the U.S. government, which engage in economic warfare. And when they engage in economic warfare and when they trade for their own account, they're using the federal credit to do it. And so, you know, if they lose money, we print paper and dig them out. And if they don't lose money, they get to keep it. It's sort of win you win and lose you win.
So what's the end game? And then I want to go back over the history of this and more of where we're going. And I want you to lead the discussion throughout the rest of the hour, Catherine Austin Fitz. But, I mean, specifically, then you're agreeing that it's premeditated and predatory. What's the end game?
What we're watching and it started in the latest phase started in 1995 with the institution of the World Trade Organization. What we're watching is a fundamental reengineering of how resources on planet Earth are governed. So we're moving from a model where places are governed by governments, by sovereign governments, to a world where resources are managed by multinational corporations under the auspices of a world government that operates very much through the financial system and the central banking system. And if you look at the economic model that it's using, it's not really a new model. It's called central banking warfare. So the central banks print money, and the military makes sure that people take it. What's important to understand now, which is not common in any analysis of the economy, is that the United States and its allies have created a global taxation system. And the way it works, Alex, is we print paper, whether it's dollar bills or treasuries, and then other governments around the world or central banks around the world buy that paper, and the paper goes down in value. So it's a taxation system through the balance sheet, no legislature. You know, every country in the world hasn't passed a law saying, okay, we're going to pay a 5% tithe to the United States Empire every year. But in fact, that's what's happening through the currency systems.
And now by the devaluation, the tax is increasing.
Right. The tax is increasing. And what we're watching just in the last 2 weeks with various people around the world squawking is they're squawking because the subsidy that needs to be extracted every year is greater and greater, and the pain of the taxation as the economy slows down is greater and greater.
Unbelievable. Continue breaking down this global government architecture. When you were talking about this 10 years ago, the media would still poo-poo it. Now they're admitting world government is here, but simultaneously, if you then say, oh, I don't want to be part of it, they say, this person's insane. It doesn't exist. I want to get your take on that. Amazing. Catherine Austin Fitz.
If you believe Obama is creating runaway inflation, I'll tell you how to profit from this insanity with a free kit. First, the facts. Obama is spending like a drunken sailor. $700 billion for TARP, $122 billion for AIG, more for Fannie and Freddie. The result? A deficit of over $1.8 trillion and the probability of interest rates going above 18% and inflation above 20%. Now the good news. Scott Smith, the former chief investment analyst at Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter, created a free inflation survival kit. The kit outlines how these circumstances created opportunities to turn $10,000 into as much as $431,000 in 12 to 18 months. If you're thinking about gold, get this free kit now by calling 888-314-8782. That's 888-314-8782. Or go to the website inflationsurvivalkit.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
This is not a drill. Repeat, this is not a drill. Gun sales are on a staggering pace. Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns and will do anything to get them. Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them, how to create the perfect hiding place, as well as the places you should never hide your guns under any circumstance. These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough. But listen up. For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Or call 877-327-0365. Before they come for your guns, hideyourguns.com right now. Right now.
Catherine Austin Fitz is our guest. Solari.com. Incredible videos, articles, information, investing advice. We'll get some of that from her coming up before she leaves us. Solari, S-O-L-A-R-I.com. Links up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Of course, we're simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Catherine, I'm going to try to just sit back and let you roll now because I want to hear what you think is most important and where all this is going and how we protect ourselves. But just to realize that open world government's being established, a financial predatory dictatorship that wants us poor and easily controlled, openly being stated, a fake green tyranny, all of this is being set up, and we're not even having a national debate about it. They're just announcing with one hand, world government is here and it's good, and then with the other hand saying, if you talk about it, you're a dangerous kook, it doesn't exist. Can you talk about that?
Well, I don't know anybody who says you're a kook if you talk about that. I mean, I never get called a kook.
No, I know you don't get called a kook by the public because right. Ban Ki-moon's in the New York Times calling for global governance.
Well,
here's an example since you said it. I had CBS News, Jerusalem Post, ADL, Salon, all attack me and say I'm insane. None of it exists.
Well, planet Earth divides up into what I call the pro-centralization team and the pro-decentralization team. And if you look at how the money works, Alex, the economy has been steadily centralizing more and more money. And more people are on the dole. They're on the payroll of the pro-centralization team. So, you know, when somebody is making money on something attacks me in whatever way. I mean, in Washington, we used to just call them the attack poodles. So when the attack poodles, you tell you're crazy, that's what they're paid to do. You know, it's a game. It's not real. So,
and they know they're lying.
Yeah, they know that. One of the things that's so amazing to me is you see more and more of people just, you know, they can't keep a straight face even when they're saying it. I was watching the clip this morning of the Attorney General announcing the Financial Fraud Task Force. I mean, talk about projection. and he literally, it looked to me like he couldn't keep a straight face. So, you know, these guys know it, but it's a game. And the rest of us are on the pro-decentralization team, and part of the challenge is we have not yet created a vision of where the alternative is. And let me talk about one of the places that we're stuck, because this is so, so important. Have I ever, you probably don't know my very famous red button story. I was giving a speech to a group of people called Spiritual Frontiers Foundation International, and they have a conference once a year, Alex, where they go and sit in the woods for a couple days and talk about how they can help our society evolve spiritually. So a friend of mine had asked me to give them a speech called How the Money Works in Organized Crime, and it later became a very famous article called Narco Dollars for Beginners, and it's designed to
explain, I've read it.
Right. It's designed to explain the intersection of narcotics trafficking, organized crime, and government and big corporations. Anyway, so sort of Wall Street in Washington does drug money. So I'm in the middle of the speech, and I'm explaining the fact we're talking about the Dark Alliance allegations and the two hearings that Congress had on CIA drug dealing in South Central L.A. And I mentioned at the time a reporter that I was helping was told by the Department of Justice that the U.S. economy launders $500 billion to $1 trillion a year of $500 billion to $1 trillion of all dirty money. So that's narcotics trafficking, you know, illegal gambling, tax evasion, everything. So I said to this wonderful group of 100 spiritually evolved, committed people, what would happen if we stopped being the global leader in money laundering? And they said, well, you know, the money would go to other stock exchanges, so the New York Stock Exchange would go down and our mutual funds would go down, and we'd have trouble rolling over the government deficit, so we'd have, you know, our taxes might go up and our government checks might stop. And I said, okay, let's pretend there's a big red button up here on the lectern. And if you push that button, you can stop all hard narcotics trafficking in your county, your state, your country tomorrow, thus offending the people who control $500 billion to $1 trillion a year. Who here will push the button? And this was the summer of 2000. Out of 100 people dedicated to evolving our society spiritually, guess how many would push the button?
How many?
One. One would push the button. The other 99 would not. I said, why would you not push the button? They said, we don't want our government checks to stop, and we don't want our mutual funds to go down.
And that's the trap. That's how evil gets you dependent on them. And the police all know the government brings in most of the drugs, but they have to keep buying the delusion of busting kids and putting them in prison. If you decriminalize the drugs, the money would dry up, the crime would leave it, and the ODing would stop and the drug abuse would plunge. All the studies prove it. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OXYSilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Solari.com, the website. Her name is Catherine Austin Fitz. She was one of the top people at HUD, managing director and member of the board of Wall Street firm Dillon Reed & Co. She's designed and closed over $25 billion of transactions and investments to date and has led portfolio strategy for $300 billion of financial assets and liabilities. And we're just really honored to have her with us. Okay, Catherine, we ran into that break and you were breaking down the centralization team versus the decentralization team, or team tyranny versus team liberty. There's so many facets in this. How far along is this new form of world government? Describe some of that world government to us, and then get into whatever subjects you want to cover. Solutions, how you think people can individually protect themselves, strategies for states and counties.
Okay, well, let me jump back for a second.
The red button.
Of the what I call the black budget, because you really need to understand the history of this. People don't understand how it could have gotten so bad and me not notice. What happened, Alex, was in 1947 and 1949, we passed the National Security Act and the CIA Act, and those two acts in combination allowed money to be clawed out of the federal government and federal budget and spent in non-transparent ways. So we created a secret way of funding very big projects through the governmental mechanism. Now remember, they can borrow as much money as they want. And then something else happened, because if you go back and you look at the history of financial fraud and the kind of corruption we're looking at, and you interview or you research and you read the people sort of dealing with it, it all comes back to a point after World War II where literally the government lost control of the technology. We had the most powerful, secretive black technology in the world, including some that we brought over from the Nazis. And literally, we've created this funding mechanism that paid corporations to control and manage technology. And a lot of what we're dealing with goes back to the fact that we've had since then 50 to 60 years of incredible non-transparent governmental flows going into basically corporate-controlled technology that many of us don't understand. And when you say, well, how can the military force countries all around the world to take paper that keeps going down in value, it all comes back as you probably know, a lot of the invisible weaponry, the satellite systems, and all this incredible technology that we don't understand and know about. Does that make any sense?
I mean, they brag that they're really 30 years advanced, and they've got satellites where they can radiate somebody from space. We have a highly advanced technocracy that has walled itself off in military reservations, private corporate reservations, as you know, is heading up a big company that developed a lot of financial software systems. And they've rolled out the internet systems, the banking systems, the cashless systems that have now just been adopted. It's like poisoning the well, poisoning the water hole, and the deer come to it and drink and then go off and die and don't even know what killed them.
Right.
It's just like all the technology to track and control us is built into the iPhone or the cell phone. We just accept it, and we're now basically like savages in this 21st century Buck Rogers system, not even knowing what we're part of. And the elite, as Bill Joy wrote in the April issue in 2000 in Wired magazine, the elite don't need us anymore. Why the future doesn't need us?
Well, it's worse than that. Not only do they not need us, but we've become very expensive. I mean, let's just look at the numbers in the United States. In the United States, if you look at the national debt before the bank bailouts, each American had about $38,000 of national debt. If you count up the Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid and other contingent liabilities, and you say, what's the present value of those contingent liabilities? It's about $138,000, so more than, say, four times the current national debt. And so we've literally, in one sense, the baby boomers have reached a point where we're worth more dead than alive. Just looking at the numbers.
So if they succeed with this technological extermination grid that the White House science czar talks about, If all the population manipulation and reduction we've seen was just testing, what is the end game? I mean, if they are able to carry this out, how do you see it unfolding?
Well, I don't think they're going to be able to carry it out. I mean, I'm not saying they're not going to try, but it's a very big planet. What all of us need to understand is, in a world where, let's just take as an assumption that we can be irradiated by a satellite, by invisible weaponry from space, how do you push back against something that is that ubiquitous, both in terms of ability to force or ability to manipulate, whether it's through the media, your iPhone, or whatever? How do you do it? And if you look back through history, what you will see is where, you know, John Adams said the revolution was not the war, the revolution was in the hearts and the minds of the people. And Alex, we're talking about a point of view and a way of being which is unbelievably black. And if there's one thing I know about people, people are fundamentally healthy and people are fundamentally grounded. And they just do not go along with this kind of blackness. Now, it can do incredible harm on the way, but you're talking about ultimately a government that doesn't have what I call the Chinese call the mandate of heaven. You know, it's something that's based on a culture which is too perverted, too unhealthy, and too lacking in the kind of open transparency and it sits in its own bell jar.
So you're saying there's going to be a revolution even within the control system and the elite not having the stomach to carry all this out. The problem is, and correct me if I'm wrong, if that's not what you mean by that, or this revolution in the mind, and I agree with you, that's happening as members of the mid-level establishment really figure out, my God, this really is a giant extermination system, then we see them racing to go to full robotic aircraft, full robotic tanks, full remote control systems where you have robotic factories that manufacture and that engage in the upkeep of the systems, and then it's all deployed. Basically, a Terminator Skynet system is what they're building, but it's controlled by humans.
Right, but you cannot run a large operation or enterprise, let alone a world government, on force. It has to have some kind of moral authority. It has to have some kind of vision and values that inspire its members to be loyal. Force is not enough.
And so that's why they stage terror attacks and the elite play the part of the victim.
It depends on which one. Because remember that the elites are fighting. What you've got is you've got a situation where, because the elite is a pretty big group, but many of these people are prisoners of a system. In other words, they're part of what I call the central banking warfare model. And that model, Alex, the important thing to understand about that model is to date it's worked. I mean, I'll give you an example. In the summer of 2000, that was a busy summer, I was at a revival for Christian women in Atlanta. T.D. Jakes from Dallas, your state, had rented the Georgia Dome and had women there at Loose. And I was sitting there with 100,000 African-American women, and I was taking a spiritual warfare course with a pastor, and I was there with the church. And this particular pastor had worked at DEA. And T.D. Jakes brought George W. Bush in by monitor, and the whole crowd jumped up cheering for George W. Bush, including this pastor. when it was over. Now, what I hadn't explained earlier in my background was I ended up in very serious litigation with the federal government that went on for years and years and years. And, you know, I always say I played Will Smith. If you've ever seen that, you've seen the movie Enemy of the State, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I played Will Smith in real life. It just took me a lot longer to find Gene Hackman. Anyway, so this minister stood up and cheered. And after it was over, I said, you know, Patricia, I lost $6 million and I almost lost my life trying to stop Clinton and Bush family narcotics trafficking. And you just jumped up and cheered for this guy. And she said, well, he's going to be the winner. And I said, so he's a winner and I'm a loser. And she said, yeah, that's right.
That's it. They feel like they're part of the power structure, even though it's going to destroy them.
Well, but here's the thing. We have 57% of households in America now, headed for 67%, are dependent on government money. In other words, you know, I call it the tapeworm economy. It's like having a tapeworm. The tapeworm injects into you a chemical that makes you, you know, do what's good, eat what's good for the tapeworm, and so the tapeworm grows stronger and you grow weaker. Right now, the majority of us are practicing a philosophy of follow the tapeworm. All that needs to happen, Alex, if you could get a critical mass, say, you know, the 100 monkey syndrome, if you could get 6 to 10% of the people saying, you know, I'm not going to go along with this. I'm going to withdraw. Because you don't want to have a fight with them. You don't want to get in a fight with the satellites. You just want to say, you know something, I'm pulling my money out of your game because your game is shrinking. The problem with the centralization economically is it's shrinking the wealth. It's making a few people a little wealthier. But it's literally like if our body was in trauma, you know, if you or I got hit by a car, our body was in trauma, the body would preserve the blood for the heart, the lungs, and the brains. What's happening now is the economic body is preserving the blood for the toes and the fingers, and it's cutting off the blood from the heart and the brains. And that's why we're literally contemplating, you know, is this depopulation? Because you're literally killing off the real economy so you can centralize it. Because when you flood a country with this much government money and government debt to keep things going, that's what you're doing. You're basically shrinking the pie of wealth in a way that centralizes. But people are going along. And the minute we decide, you know something, this is really unhealthy, this can't go in any place that's good for us, our children, our grandchildren, and we start to shift in very, this does not have to be picking a fight, it's just withdrawing. So if we turn off our TVs, so we withdraw our time, if we withdraw our money from the big financial institutions and the big banks and start what I call demonetizing, if you come into any county in America, Alex, you will find, you know, literally one person has got their savings in bank CDs that are in a large New York bank. Another one has their IRA in stock of that same large New York bank. And their best friend is borrowing money from that New York bank on their credit card for 23%. So the first two women are making 3 to 4% if they're lucky. And their friend is borrowing that money back for 23%. Well, why do they need a big New York bank to be in the middle of them?
Exactly. They should be loaning to each other and keeping it all local.
Right. Let me give you another example. In Tennessee, because there is so – here's where the opportunity is. When you start to dig in and you bring transparency to how the money works in a place and you say, look, let's withdraw from the tapeworm system – in a way that makes us money, because the problem we have is our wealth is shrinking. So we need to find a way to withdraw from the system that expands our wealth and stops us from getting drained financially. So, for example, I can't tell you how many communities and counties where you will find government contracts paying a corporation up to $100 and $150 an hour to do something that someone in that community would love to do for $25 an hour plus health care.
And they should go in and take control of their counties and make the county spend the money with the locals. But they don't, because one big fat cat wants to keep it all for themselves. Just at a primitive level, they don't want anybody else in the little town getting uppity. They have the same neurosis that the elite has, an instinctive need to keep people down around them, but in the process, they destroy their own future.
Well, but I think most people are scared. It's complicated. it's scared. How do you organize to do something that's effective? Now, let me give you an example. In Florida and Tennessee, I'm sure it's more states too, the foods, I live in Tennessee, 20% of our population is now on food stamps. 20%, Alex. Now, there was a woman in Florida who worked all her life and then lost a job when the economy went down. She got food stamps. She had a problem with the food stamps, called the food stamp hotline, the customer service line, to discover that the woman she was talking to, who was helping, you know, doing customer service for her food stamps, worked for J.P. Morgan Chase in India. Okay? So the government is paying her not to work. At the same time, the government is paying somebody in India to do a job she could do. This doesn't make any sense because the government is paying twice.
But it's a payoff the government's doing to India to go under the globalist model.
Well, here's the thing. If I run a government contract through a stock that's trading at 20 times earnings, so let's say my stock is trading at 20 times earnings. I give a government contract for $100 million. They make $10 million in profit on that government contract. Their stock goes up $200 million. That gives them the capital gains they need to donate to elections. If you look at campaign donations, the majority of that money comes from capital gains on either real estate or stock. And the way you get a stock to go up is by giving it lots of government contracts or government purchases or changing the rules. I have a great article I wrote called Dylan Reed and the Aristocracy of Stock Profits, and it was about how much money a private prison stock trades on how many beds it has. So think of this as slavery. At the time I wrote the article, every additional bed you get caused your stock to go up $25,000. So the more, if you can pass a law that says, you know, mandated sentences are longer, the stocks will go up just on the passage of the law, anticipating the additional.
And the average American doesn't know that big banks that own and control prison complexes openly come in and give money.
Right.
To build more prisons, you know, to lobby with your tax money to build the prison that they then make the profit off of, and they lobby to pass more laws. And it's the alcohol and cigarette lobbies that kill more than anybody who are the biggest lobbyists for the drug war.
Well, what's interesting is once if we reached a point where a significant, and I mean the 6 to 10%, like the 100 monkey syndrome, if we could get a critical mass of people to see how the game is played, and how it works around the money, that's when things start to change. Now, you know, in 1997, and let me tell you the story. In 1997, remember, I'm trying to persuade the pension funds to reinvest in America in a way that really could have made the pension funds tremendous amounts of money compared to the way they've lost money in all these frauds. So in 1997, I had a wonderful board of pension fund leaders, including the president of the CalPERS, which is the largest pension fund in the country. And I gave them my presentation of how we could reinvest in America in a way that would make a lot of money for the pension funds. And the president of CalPERS looked at me and he said, "You don't understand. It's too late. They've given up on the country. They're moving all the money out starting in the fall." And that was 1997. And so the fall of 1997 was the beginning of federal fiscal 1998, and that's when $4 trillion in 98 in the next 4 years went missing from the federal government. And we made a decision to move all the money out of the country, Alex, and we covered it up by bubbling with the housing bubble and this huge debt bubble.
Stay there. Final segment. This is riveting.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine flame-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Catherine Austin Fitz is a very impressive lady, and I'm glad we hooked back up with her and have her on with us. She said she'll come back on in 2 weeks, and I'm really looking forward to that. I was just flattered for her to tell me that she actually bought a copy of The Obama Deception. We're going to mail her a copy of Fall of the Republic. I don't have time to play it, but we have the CNN clip now. It'll be up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com after the show. CNN talking about Fall of the Republic, and not in a nice way. Again, CBS News, Jerusalem Post, a whole bunch of mainstream publications said that I'm incredibly influential, dangerous, charismatic. What was one quote? Incredibly popular. And believe me, I don't like this as a power trip. I know it's dangerous going up against these folks. Catherine, what does it mean, though? Because on the street, you were just saying during the break, people are saying we're mainstream now. I mean, people are really listening to us. We're going from being kind of cutting edge to being passe in a way. But, I mean, does that creep you out to know that the system is going from being arrogant about us to now actually sitting up and going, you know, danger, Will Robinson? I mean, I see them putting out alarm flares.
Well, remember, the corporate media will always shift to protect its channel. So what happens is, you know, you do something wonderful and it starts to draw a lot of interest and support, and they will suddenly shift to try and co-opt that audience back in something that's, you know, like but not the same thing.
But don't they know that's not going to work anymore because they've lost all credibility?
Well, that's why, you know, they keep getting closer and closer to what we're saying because they're trying to protect the channel as our audience grows.
What was Obama, because we talked during a break, what is Obama all about? Who is Obama?
Well, I think Obama was somebody who was profiled. In other words, you know, a lot of smart money said, look, we have engaged in massive financial fraud. This thing is a bubble, and essentially we're going to pump and dump it. But on the dump, if we don't do something, we are really going to have trouble maintaining control. And so I think the question for them was who, you know, what kind of candidate and what kind of sort of new president could maintain, you know, could maintain the control. Because remember, what you always want to do is present people with a style choice that makes them feel good so you don't have to give them any money. What is happening is we're fundamentally renegotiating the relationship between labor and capital, and they needed somebody who could consolidate their position. And what we've seen is from the time that Obama became the candidate, he has used his political credibility to essentially make possible a $12 trillion gift to the banking system. And it's quite extraordinary, Alex, because $12 trillion is the total amount of money that the United States government has borrowed since the Revolutionary War. So that includes paying for World War II, World War I, Vietnam, and that amount of money we've gifted to the banking system. Now, that's an enormous, that's probably the most impressive political feat in the history of the planet. It's incredible.
And he did all this while saying he was balancing the budget and was going to cut things.
Well, what's amazing is, because there's so many people who I see still supporting Obama because they can't fathom that the president is a fashion statement as opposed to a real manager of power.
Solari.com, a lot of great investment information there. So much to offer, Solari.com. Catherine Austin Fitch, I look forward to having you back on in 2 weeks.
Have a great day, Alex.
Let me say bye to you right here at the end. Oh, she already hung up. I'm going to call her because we're setting her up again. Retransmission starts now.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.